The following podcast is intended for mature audiences. This podcast may contain strong vulgar language, spoilers of all kinds,
alcohol abuse.
That's right. People dying from EDMs.
People dying from zombies.
People just dying.
Jameson?
No Jameson tonight.
Did he die?
Yeah. Possibly. Oh. Spoilers.
This podcast is only our opinions of the Ellis and Albert Show. Does not reflect the opinions of More Like Radio, but it should. And that's about it. All right, Ellis, let's do this.
Gotcha.
Hit that shit.
Gotcha. Hello and welcome back to the Elvis and Albert Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
And I'm Bill.
And Jameson is missing.
He's locked in the basement still from last week at Abbeyville Music Hall.
We didn't let him out yet.
Yeah, we forgot him. Alfred forgot his headphones there, and we forgot Jameson.
And I left my sweater there, too.
Oh, Jesus. They made out.
Man, I'm pretty sure. I don't know what I did with those headphones. I'm pretty sure I thought it was in one of these bags.
I'll double check them later, but I didn't see them.
Fuck. Love those fucking...
I still have one more bag at home that I brought there, so it might be in there.
It could possibly be in there.
Teardown was fucking just like grab and toss. Like.
Yeah. And Alfred was like 37 second whiskeys in that night.
All right. First of all, you guys said, let's start this last episode at around 9 o'clock, 9:30.
Whoa.
Well, I said that. I was like, well, Alfred's drunk because we started 3 hours ago.
So, all right. I showed up there around 9 o'clock. I didn't expect to see any bands there. You know, Jameson should have filled me in on that one. So I'm like, fuck it.
Haven't we figured out by now that anytime Jameson has anything to do with any planning,
something's going to go wrong?
Yeah, it's something's going to go wrong, or he doesn't check something, or... Yeah. Haven't we figured that out by now?
So VJ and, what's his name? Johnny? What's his son?
The bartender?
No. From Flak Jacket. Oh. Flak Jacket comes up. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. You know, I'm here. You know, I'm trying. Like, I'm sorry. I know you guys have work and shit, you know, but I didn't expect to see these bands. So I bought them beer, bought them a couple shots. And then an hour goes by, and then Jackknife Stella just walks in. I'm like, ah, shit.
You went through the whole routine with that one, too?
Same deal, but didn't grab any drinks, but they stayed around to watch the bands play. So that was pretty cool.
Well, Samantha jumped on stage with the band a couple times too and sang with them.
So I'm like, all right, at least she's having a good time.
Well, they're like, do you want to hear? She's like, no. We're like, how about? She's like, yeah, that. And everyone's like, no, we want to hear. She's like, shut up, no, we're gonna listen to what I want. I'm like, damn, don't argue with her. Fuck it.
So finally, when we started to record, it was about what 11:30, 12.
It was a quarter past late.
Yeah, so at that point, I was already like at least 6 whiskeys in.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Yeah.
Well, by the second hour, it was the Alfred and Alfred show. You and Sam. It was actually the Alfred and Sam show. Yeah. You guys had like a fucking 10-minute long like rant back and forth to each other. Everyone else at the table was just sitting there going,
sitting back, relaxing, enjoying the show.
Might as well just take a sip of my drink.
Oh, I'm still animated about like Vagcore because it's I believe in Vagcore. I believe that there should be more female fronted acts. And it's such a male-dominated industry.
I believe you just like, because you like saying Vagcore as many times as you can in a sentence.
Okay, if you want to go that route, but I'm still going to stand by my opinions of saying that I believe what Vagcore is all about. And, it's good to see that they're still pushing it out off of the venues that they go at, like, you know, South by Southwest.
Yeah.
There's thousands of girls that go to these shows. And, they got some place to go. They got some place to put out their music, knowing full well that they're going to have their music out there.
Honestly, is that what your conversations were with her when you guys were going back and forth like that? Because I don't remember being that coherent.
No.
I don't remember what you guys were talking about. All I know is that like we sat.
That was pretty much what he was doing.
Was that they went all right? Because I was like, me and you looked at each other like, let him finish it.
Let him go.
But.
No, it was coherent. I mean, I edited that show. Yeah. I had to listen to that show fucking like twice in a row before I actually posted it up on More Like Radio.
And they didn't post it up yet. Calling you motherfuckers out. Put that shit up.
Yeah, no, I'm going to ask them right now.
It's a good fucking episode. It was a very good show last week. We appreciated
the bands we played were actually on the show, so.
Yeah. And they were good music and good guests. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I had a good time recording there.
Yeah, it was a change of scenery.
We're on a stage. We had lights.
You felt the present. You put like the stardom calling. Like
no, I felt blinded the entire time.
Yeah.
We're trying to do another show out there.
Yeah. Felt like I was getting a tan.
I forgot what date Jameson put it up.
Yeah, he was spitting out a whole bunch of them. But once again, Jameson starts talking about plans. I'm like, just tell me when we know. I don't like the speculations. But
now we're back at the friendly confines of the Halfpenny Pub on Tuesday night.
That's right. Tuesday night. What is a Tuesday night here?
It's wing night.
Oh, shit. It's 10 cent wings still?
Yeah, 8 to 11, 10 cent wings.
Oh, that's why Danny just left.
Yep. And then it is Turnbuckle Tuesday with Remy, where there's, is there still the 250 specials?
No, it's $1 off all tap beers.
$1 off all tap
beers. All taps, because I guess the cider counts, too.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go.
Man Pile Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Touching Dicks with Remy Tuesdays. On MoreLikeRadio.com.
Oh, man.
But everyone seems really shot tonight. It's been
pretty shot. I mean, it was Archie's birthday last night.
Yeah, one of our good friends turned the old age of 28 last night.
That is that what it is, 28?
Yeah, 28.
Oh, man.
He looks like he's 14.
Well.
But,
soon he'll age to Alfred's age.
Yeah.
And then they'll both age to 70 together, like, at 70.
Is that how it works? It's like, you get to 30, and then, like, when you hit 30, you look it, and then you don't see another age progression until, like, 70?
Well, I'm 34 now, and I could still pass for 25. Yeah. I can even pass for 18, depending upon like what I put on.
He wears the best shirts. 18 years old.
All right.
Break out blow the dust off the Jenkos and okay, skateboard down to the fucking corner store.
Yeah, man. But I'm going gray now, so I can't wait. I want to go like full gray.
You're looking forward to going gray?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to go salted pepper? You want to go full gray?
Nah, I want to go full gray. I think I'm going to look badass with full gray head. Get some hair, fucking tattooed everywhere. And shit.
Professor Jones glasses.
You'll kind of look like Cisco.
I'll be like Cisco with tattoos.
I think he has tattoos. You just can't see him.
Cisco.
Yeah. Oh.
Alfred will look very wise.
Yeah, yesterday was I think that's why Jameson's not here. When I got here, Jameson was hitting it heavy and...
Oh, what, last
he stayed,
night?
Yeah, and he
I think
stayed
he woke
late.
Up too early today, too. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
I even woke up way too early. I went back to sleep. I'm like, fuck this.
Oh, my God. It's this time of year where the Earth
I saw
orbits
your picture.
Close enough to the sun where the sun will shine and concentrate its beam through my blinds directly into my eyeballs. Like, at the exact same time every morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fucking spring's here.
Yep. It's God's way of saying stop being a lazy ass.
I'm like, Like, you can see slowly go like this, and all of a sudden it's like, bing, right directly into my eyeballs. I'm like, shit.
My bedroom window faces exactly where the sun comes up this time of year, too. But yeah. I have the regular blinds, a pull-down shade, and then privacy curtains over that.
Blackout.
So it's pitch black in my bedroom.
I
work nights.
Those.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I keep forgetting those blackout curtains.
See,
yeah.
that's what people, when they get a little bit of money, do. They buy blackout curtains. Most people just fucking tape up some garbage bags over their windows, like, fuck it.
Dude,
go
what was that? That place over near you that sells
Marbury curtains?
Yeah, I got everything there for like $20.
I used to fucking work there, man.
Oh, yeah?
I set up that store.
Nice.
Like everything to, like, the tabletops, to the fixtures and everything. And then they asked, like, do you want a job here as a cashier? I'm like, I guess. You know, because after that, I thought I was going to be working on another shop where I was going to set up another store. But so I started working at Marburn Curtains, and I learned so much about curtains. I have such in-depth knowledge of, like, curtains, balances, just everything.
Is this where, like, the obsession with your bed sheets comes from, too?
Yes. Because that's when I started to afford, like, really good sheets and stuff.
Yeah, like you're...
Not afford. You just... Oh, that's because, you had a discount there, correct?
Yeah, I got ridiculous. And the first time I thought, I'm like, all right, it's a curtain store. How busy can this fucking place possibly be?
It gets fucking mobbed.
Fucking ladies! And, like, women.
And
just, like,
fight
old
over
women.
Shit.
I'm like, how many windows do you have? How come you're always here? Like, what do you do?
Spend their husband's money because they're sitting at home doing nothing.
I have had the same curtains for 6 years on my window, and they're not going to change until I move. Maybe. If I have the same size windows at the new place, they're going there, too.
Or
that's
the,
why I would have told
dog
you
pulls
got
them
the
down.
Collapsible fucking
curtain
hooks.
Rod?
Yeah, dude.
That's what I have.
So, there you go. Yeah. Your curtains is there forever. I know what's
up. Yeah, until they go and fire, the dog destroys them, yeah.
Yeah. Until you piss the dog off, and it's like, fuck you and your privacy curtains.
No, she'll destroy my blankets. That's what she does.
I want to go out, motherfucker.
No, she likes the privacy curtains because it's also dark for her.
Oh, my dog fucking loves the sun. That motherfucker sees the sun come up, he'll fucking find a way to, like, sunbathe. And that's it.
My favorite thing is your dog probably does the same thing mine does. When the sun moves, she doesn't get up. She
just shimmies over a little, yeah.
Into the sun again.
Yep.
Like, wow, you are a whole other level of lazy. This is awesome.
Seriously.
But I'm definitely shot now, man.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of shit that happened and it's going on. And
well, we had St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
The parade.
Uh-huh.
Alfred's birthday.
Yeah.
Archie's birthday.
Uh-huh.
Why do I feel like the Amityville Music Hall? I feel like I'm missing something else, too.
Saturday, you didn't DJ here. No. Saturday. We just were here late.
Yeah.
Well,
it's because you got Remy to do shots. That never happens. It's your fault.
It was such a good guilt trip, too. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I haven't seen you in a month. You're not going to do a shot with me?
And then he turned into Nikolai. Also, he started bringing those shots.
Yeah. Every fucking... The best is I took one, and then I kept telling him, no, like, I don't want one. He goes, you're not going to do a shot with me? I'm like, no.
I was like, I'll do them. Keep the tequila flowing.
Yeah, but, yeah, no, it's been quite a marathon of events, and I don't think we're slowing down either. We got a whole bunch of other shit coming on.
Well, besides last week, I definitely slowed down. I'm not really drinking. I'm trying not to drink as much.
Except when you go to house parties.
I didn't even drink there, man.
Oh, really?
Nah, dude. I mean.
He watched porn with the girlfriends.
Yeah, I did. But I didn't bring a bottle of whiskey with me this time. So then, you know, when I'm drinking beer, I'm just drinking beer. I'm not, like, pounding it because it's ridiculous to me how much beer I need to drink to be where I need to be when I drink whiskey.
I believe Dollar Beer Night at the Butch. That got our tolerance way too high.
I just blame the Butch, dude. I started going to bars from a very young age.
For everything. The Butch is the reason why we're all sitting here right now.
You kidding me?
I thought it was poor life choices. Oh, that would be the Butch.
Again, Butch.
I always like to call it, what I used to say, not the folly of my youth, but I forgot it, man. I forgot what I used to call it, something like that.
The car wreck of
youth? You'll put it in after you edit the show.
Yeah, I'll forget. Or I'll just be like editing it, and I'm like, future Alpha's like, fuck that shit. Like, I need to get this shit out.
I still don't remember this shit. Fuck that.
This show will never air.
But, you know, internet, if you want to download our last episode, which was a really great one with two bands, Flak Jacket and Jackknife Stiletto, go to ElvisAndAlfred.com or iTunes, too, because it'll be up there right now.
But not more like radio, because those fuckers didn't put it up yet.
I don't know why. I asked them right now. Let's see if they're going to answer me back within the show. Let's see. Ask, is there some reason why last week's episode, The Elvis and Alfred Show, is not in the download page?
You asked wrong. You should be like,
fuck's our show?
Be like, is there a reason why that we are so awesome that you try to cockblock us and not put us on the download?
Maybe they are blocking our download streams. Maybe they got tired of us.
They're trying to catch
or
us
Or they're getting a lot of complaints about us.
Or maybe we are getting kicked out of more like radio. Who knows?
I had to double check that we're still on their website when I didn't see
it. I know, right? Are we still there?
Yeah, we're still there.
All right, so it didn't kick us off yet.
All right.
We're not there yet.
I was like, did we get fired without me knowing?
Have I not been trying hard enough?
So we're going to get fired for playing something we don't make money off of. I'm going to go way out of the It's going to tear for no reason.
And be like CM Punk and Batman shit and then
I was
going
to do the Colbert thing and make a borderline offensive Asian joke.
We do that anyway?
The what?
That cancel Colbert thing?
Well, yeah, but that was ridiculous because, first of all, it was taken out of context.
Yeah,
because
and he didn't even post it.
It was because of Snyder from the Redskins. He posted saying that he's doing the Washington Redskins first American charity. First American charity, which is completely fucking like
it's a slap in the face.
First, it's Washington Redskins, and they've been battling that kind of crap forever. And so Colbert puts up, so he's going to be the...
it's like the Ching Ching Wong Wong.
Ching Ching Dong Dong Oriental, whatever it is, charity.
Like the most offensive thing ever for like an Asian thing.
But it wasn't even offensive.
No.
And the fact that it got tweeted from like another Asian that she... I think she actually wrote a book. So
yeah,
that
but
why
did you
so
see...
Much natural
did
attention.
You go on there and attack it?
I didn't want to attack that shit.
No, not
I
him. Mean, like, them.
Oh, them?
Like fellow Asians, get a sense of humor, assholes.
I don't know, man.
Did you see his show yesterday? He talked about it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did he address it?
And he's like, I like how the show aired, had a replay at 11, at like 1:30 in the morning, played all day the next day, and after four times, a tweet that I don't even put out gets all this attention. So he has the founding guy of Twitter come out, and they set up like a little Wile E. Coyote, like TNT detonation thing, and they blow up the Colbert Show account. And he goes, now, if you want to reach me, I am at Steven at Home on Twitter. Yeah. He's like, there'll be no more Colbert Show Twitter. So
So, okay. But it was complete. And then every single like media present also took it out of context.
Well, that's what they do.
You know, I mean, like, they only just cherry picked his ching ching dong dong, whatever oriental fucking charity he wanted to do.
Well, that's and
that alone is pretty insensitive. But then again, I'd be like, yeah, whatever, you know. Like me as an Asian and American.
But my thing is, like,
a Pacific Islander.
What I don't understand is, like, I understand.
It's a fucking, first of all, it's the Colbert Report.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was just about to get to. It's like,
do you know that he's a character?
Like, yeah, like, does anyone realize, like, I know everyone looks at the Colbert Show and Jon Stewart as, like, reputable news sources, because they actually are. You get more news from them.
They are, because they're just as reliable, if not more reliable, than, like, Fox News or CNN or
whatever.
They're
satirical.
But they are comedians. It's like Ron Burgundy saying something offensive.
Yeah. It's like, you got to, first of all, like, if you don't understand that Stephen Colbert is a satire of all of them.
Yeah.
Like, he's
which is why.
Because his real name is Steve Colbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is why they also, like, you know, lampoon him on the news, because, you know, he's always doing it to them, so they're figuring, like, oh, see, this guy's a jerk off.
But Jon Stewart doesn't play off like he's a character, though. Jon Stewart's Jon Stewart. Like,
well, he's
just doing, like, you know.
He went on. I didn't see the show yet, but he defended the whole thing too.
Yeah,
like, he went on a tirade apparently as well.
Well, I mean, like, Jon Stewart does do a politically based show with satire involved. You know, like, their field
reports
and stuff like that. Yeah, but at the same time, it's tongue in cheek, pointing out the real issue. Like, instead of, like, you know...
Well, he's the one who got the whole 9/11 fund taken care of. No one else was doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I still like Steve Colbert.
Yeah, I like both of them.
Yeah, I watch both. I like them both. You know, I've seen both. I've seen Colbert twice live, and I've seen Jon Stewart once.
Nice.
I actually enjoy... Colbert's actually a little bit more enjoyable.
Live. Yeah.
It's the way that he addresses the audience. Is
yeah, fun. Well,
it looks set up better too. Like, he's set or not. Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, you know, Colbert is very over the top, and Stewart's a little more dry.
And I love the way, like, when he introduces the guests, he's the one who
runs out.
Yeah.
Well, that was another one.
Joke.
He had the Twitter guy came and sat over at the desk with him.
Oh yeah.
And like at the news desk, and they went through the whole thing or whatever, and they blew it up. And he's like, "And when we come back, we're gonna talk to, you know, this guy from Twitter." So they come back and, like, I want to introduce my next guest. And the guy's still sitting there at the desk. And he fucking grabs the guy and he fucking runs over there with their hands in the air, like, holding hands. And then he fucking tells the guy to sit down in the chair. And he gets himself together. He's like, yeah, all right. And then he does his whole spiel where he sits down in the chair, like, you know, everyone's cheering for him because he introduced the guest. Fucking, it was fucking funny, though. He played it off really well.
Well, once again, these shows are on Comedy Central.
Yeah. I don't know. Get a fucking sense of humor, Orientals.
Albert can say that. It's his word. He's even using the yellow mic cable tonight.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just get a fucking sense of humor. Or at least get the facts straight before you start, you know, start researching for yourself. Instead of just
open your eyes, people. I mean, wait.
Instead of believing yourself. Like, somebody gives you something, fucking research for yourself. Find your facts. And then have a valid opinion, you know?
Well, it's like also Saturday Night Live this past weekend with Louis C.K. He made a joke about God being a murderer.
Yeah, what was... I didn't get to watch it.
It was a hilarious thing. Like,
can we YouTube it?
I'll get it if you want.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to look for the Colbert Report, and I want to see what he said to...
Well, the Colbert Report should be on ComedyCentral.com. You should be able to download the latest episode.
Yeah, Colbert Nation.
Colbert Nation, yeah.
But that's ridiculous, man. That shit pisses me off. You know, it's funny, too, because they're the ones, like, I'll tell you what, like, back in the day when it was, Claire Danes was doing a movie out in the Philippines, right? And she complained about the hotel, saying that there's too many cockroaches and too many lizards and it was dirty. And then all of these Filipinos went on, like, this fucking tirade and, like, oh, how can you say that and all this bullshit. But I'm like, it's true.
Well, maybe if there weren't so many cockroaches and lizards, she wouldn't complain about it.
Albert's like, that's why we came here, to get away from the cockroaches.
Well, it's not only that. It's just, you know.
It's too humid there.
The humidity, and there's, you know, there's lizards. It's just like Florida and shit. You'll see lizards crawling on the fucking.
Dude, there's bugs in Florida that I don't even, like, they're from fucking the Jurassic Park Island. I swear to God. They're like the fucking, like, the neighbor's cat went missing. I'm convinced that a fucking bug flew down and grabbed it. Like, they're fucking huge, guy. I saw shit in my walls. Like, I come home from, like, I'd have all my windows closed, the AC cranking. There's no way anything get in my apartment.
You have duct tape over everything.
Yeah, I open my front door, and, like, as soon as I open the front door, it's like a mad fucking infestation of everything tries to fly through the
Jumanji
door.
While you're doing
what
that.
Was it? Yeah. I think it's. I don't know. Think they're on More Like Radio, so I'm not going to say who it is. But he calls it fake outrage. Somebody on More Like Radio says it. But that's basically what it is. It's just like this fake outrage.
Well,
that's coming out.
It's you going out of your way to find something to be offended about.
I know.
I'm for like, 5 seconds of fucking airtime.
With Claire Danes' thing, I'm like, it's like holding a mirror up and then showing you like exactly what it is. It's like, well, you know, you're a third world nation for a reason, you know, regardless of your hotels and whatnot.
So if we're just going to start believing everything every nation says about themselves, then fucking North Korea sounds wonderful.
Yeah. You see what North Korea and South Korea are doing right now?
Yeah, they're shooting each other.
Just like thousands and thousands of rounds. Of
all I picture.
On the water, too. It's not even like it's over land.
It's the same shit. Like, you know how they do on the border? They have to show off against one another. It's the same thing, but now with just artillery.
I feel like
they stopped flexing and now they started shooting at each other.
They're flexing just now with with missiles.
I feel like it's like fucking like two kids playing outside going, I shot you. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You missed. I got a force field on.
All because of they're doing like these exercises with the U.S. Basically saying like the U.S. is going to be standing ground with South Korea.
Why wouldn't we?
I know. Exactly.
Hey, South Korea is not the Holocaust all over again.
Which one is this?
It's the Louis C.K. thing. It was a commercial before it. So
all right, cool.
I'm just waiting for that.
Yeah, but let me hear Louis C.K. first, because I haven't heard it, and then we'll go to Colbert.
Yeah.
We'll find that one.
And we'll talk about the bullshit fake outrage.
It's bullshit.
It's one of the reasons why we do this show, because, like, we call bullshit on, like, it's like, really, you're upset about that? Like, we told more fucked up stories, like the guy who fucking went to go meet the woman off the internet and fuck her fucking 3-year-old to death and skull fucked it. Like, how come that wasn't everywhere?
This is obviously from the HuffingtonPost.com, but this is from Saturday Night Live, obviously. If you don't know that opening, where have you been living the last 30-something years of your life?
It's impossible to get taken to Saturday Night Live.
No, I know. Even though it hasn't been good in years.
I've tried all my life. What's up, Louie?
I love how he's in a black sweatshirt.
All the time.
Yep. Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you very much. Wow. 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 Thank you.
Where's G.E. Smith?
Dead.
That's very nice. I hope somebody does that for you someday. That's a very nice thing.
Part, as you can tell, this is obviously just a stand-up routine, too, on top of that.
It's about all I could do about it is hope. I had a pretty good day. I went out shopping for some things I needed, and now I don't need them because I got them. I got a white noise machine. Do you know what those are, a white noise machine? That's a machine that helps white people sleep at night.
You should be an outrage with that.
I'm offended.
How dare a white person make fun
of
white people?
I'm a little hungry. I mean, I feel hungry. I think that's what Americans shouldn't say. I'm hungry. They should say I feel hungry. If you ate today, you shouldn't say I'm hungry. Hunger's a real thing. I don't have third world hunger. I have first world hunger. I would like a donut. Some people say I'm starving. That's offensive.
Yeah, that's really offensive.
I'm starving. I haven't eaten since 2. I'm starving. Don't say that. Because some people are starving. And they don't say it. You never see a little kid in Africa with his ribs showing. He's like, I am starving right now. I'm like literally starving to death. It's like annoying.
I'm offended.
I have 2 kids. I went to my daughter's play the other day. I don't know if you have kids, but there is no more joyful feeling in the human experience.
I'm offended by parents.
Than when a child's play is over. It's just, nothing feels that good when you can say, I am not watching that any longer. Every second my daughter's on stage, I can't breathe because I'm so proud of her, but this is a bad show. They worked really hard and it didn't make it good. I'm glad I'm raising girls though, because boys are I don't like boys. That's probably a good thing to say. I don't like boys. I don't think women are better than men, but I do think that men are worse than women. You know, we just have. Like, I was talking to my friend, and he said his girlfriend's mad at him. I said, "What happened?" He goes, "Well, I guess I I guess I said something, and then she got her feelings hurt. Such a weird way to phrase it. She got her feelings hurt. I said something, and then she... Could you more remove
Sounds
yourself
like Bill.
From responsibility?
Basically.
She got her feelings hurt. It's like saying, yeah, I shot this guy in the face, and then I guess he got himself murdered.
best defense ever.
He leaned into it. I didn't know.
Your Honor, he leaned into the bullet.
I think that's what that guy in Australia is going for that killed his girlfriend. Like, I just shot into the door, and she was on the other side of it.
I'm going to die someday. I accept that. I don't know what happens afterwards. Some people say you go to heaven. I'm totally going to heaven. I'm going to have, by the way, this is the only voice I know how to do. That's the only voice I have. I can't, like, do impressions. Like, this is my impression of the president. I'm the first black president. I'm literally the first black president. I don't know, do you guys think there's a heaven? If you believe you're going to heaven, clap if you think you're going to heaven. You think you're going to heaven?
Yeah.
Really? How old are you? 21, and you're a lock for heaven already. You already got it. Been a grown-up for 3 years. You couldn't possibly make a mistake. Well, good luck. I don't think there's a heaven. I think maybe there's a God, but there's no heaven. I think that's the best news you're going to get.
Is that what everybody
got?
Like,
hey, no, God. And he's like,
it's
yep.
More.
And you're like, where is heaven? And he's like, I don't know who's telling people that. I don't... But I'm supposed to make a universe and then another whole amazing place for afterwards?
I'm sure this offended people, too.
Yeah. You guys are greedy dicks down there.
Kids, anything. Oh, yeah. God said you're a dick, yeah.
Well, where do I go? Just stand in this room with me now. I don't like it. Tell me about it. I've been here since 1983. Or whenever. I don't know when God started, but... religious. I don't know if there's a God. That's all I can say, honestly, is I don't know. Some people think that they know that there isn't. That's a weird thing to think you can know. Yeah, there's no God. Are you sure? Yeah, no, there's no God. How do you know? Because I didn't see him. There's a vast universe. You can see for about 100 yards when there's not a building in the way. How could you possibly... Did you look everywhere? Did you look in the downstairs bathroom? Where have you looked so far? No, I didn't see him yet. I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave yet. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I'm just waiting until it comes on cable. I think if there is a God, I don't know if it's the one in the Bible, because that's a weird story. Is he's our father.
This is where
and we're
offensive.
His children. That's it. Our Father who art in heaven.
Yeah, he should have not even got through any of this.
What happened to our mom? What did he do to our mom? Something happened. Somewhere in heaven there's a porch with a dead lady under it, and I want this story.
That's the offensive one.
Somebody's got to check the trunk of God's car for bleach and rope and fibers. Well, how can we not have a mother? At least maybe God's divorced. Maybe he has an ex-wife. God's a single dad, and he's raising us alone. And we're praying like, and he's okay. Like, I'm trying. It's just me up here. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe your life is your time. This is our weekend with dad. That's what life is your weekend. And then when you die, you go to mom's house. It makes sense that God would be a woman, doesn't it? Because you're raised by your mom. I think the reason we made God a man in our cultures is because we want to make sense of the fact that men are in charge. Because otherwise it doesn't really make any sense. Because women, you start with the woman. It's the thing people like to ask, like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Of course it's the egg. Because you can't just make a chicken. You can't just go, chicken. You got to start with an egg and grow a chicken. And then people say, oh, well, where did the egg come from? From a chicken, you idiot. Women birthed us. Women raised us. So why aren't they running things? I think I know why. I think it's because millions of years ago, women were in charge, and they were mean. They were horrible. So they just walk around naked, and they'd laugh at you, and they'd flick your penis when you walk by.
Sounds like working with Remy.
Yeah, basically.
But what could you do? It's your mom and her friends. Like, what could you possibly do about it? And then one guy punched his mom, and we were like, we can hit them! And then we did the whole thing. But that's why men are mean
going to hitting women
today.
Yeah.
Because we're terrified of them.
You can't do that, dude.
That's why we didn't get women the vote until 1920. Women didn't get the vote in this country. That means American democracy is 94 years old.
Yeah.
There are three people in my building older than American democracy. That's how women have had a rough time. It was so okay to beat your wife until so recently that today we have a kind of shirt named after it. There's a piece of clothing in our culture affectionately nicknamed after beating the crap out of your wife. And for some reason, this is offensive to nobody. I saw a woman on Good Morning America or something. She's like, I was walking around the wife at my house and a wife beater. I'm like, stop saying it like it's not horrible. She's wearing a wife beater and child murder shorts. Yeah. We have a great show. Oh, Sam Smith
Louis. Louis, you can't throw that all into a mix, especially not on Saturday.
I think it's great that he got that on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. I bet you didn't go to the replay.
No, this is on Hulu, though. They have stopped shows, like shows that were offensive.
Yeah.
Like South Park has had episodes just disappear from the internet.
Oh, man.
So obviously they don't think it's that offensive.
So the big backlash is with the God, definitely, dude. Those fucking, the God squads definitely fucking got together. But
they get pissed off at anything.
Everything.
You're wearing a black shirt, that's offensive to God.
But the Westboro Baptist Church guy died, so there's like a whole, like, you know, a whole bunch of them that don't know where to protest now.
My theory is like, if, all right, I don't really believe in a God. If there is a God, it's not a man.
I find this offensive.
It's not a woman.
As an atheist, I also found that offensive.
You know, it's not a man or not. It's not a woman. It's God. That's
God.
It's God. You know what I mean?
Is he from Boston?
It doesn't have to be fucking.
He looks like that weird thing from South Park.
Yeah.
It looks like that weird thing from South Park. Sorry.
If there's some higher entity, I don't think there's going to be some sexual orientation about it.
It's going to be like that energy creature from Star Trek.
Exactly.
It's just a cloud of shit.
Is it going to be a whale swimming in space?
The black hole of nothing. You know? And then with the women thing, this is another thing where we were talking about this last episode. When we're talking about that burlesque show I went to.
Yes.
And like how girls can be so catty with one another. I'm like, you girls fought for this shit.
Listen.
And you're going to have to do like.
I always say, fucking guys can make girls cry. Girls can make girls kill themselves.
Yes.
Like, that's basically what
girls
it comes
down
to.
Girls can make men kill themselves.
Yeah, that too.
Kill other people.
Yeah, that too.
I always say guys can hurt, like as friends, guys, we hurt each other. But girls, you know, directly go into your soul and shit in there.
We like do a punch to the gut when we say something. Women like throw a nuclear device up your asshole and then blow it up.
Yeah, and then they want to ask you, like, oh, we can still be friends.
Yeah. It's like, I just told everyone what a giant piece of shit you are and how much I hate you and I regret ever meeting you. But we can be friends, right? And get dinner one day.
Remember that time you fucked up 3 years ago? I'm going to keep mentioning it.
What's the biggest backlash from Louis?
It was the God thing, the God being a murderer. It was like, people, once again, Twitter, the God squad's getting out there and like, they can't make fun of my savior. That's not funny Saturday Night Live. Take that off, blah, blah, blah.
Isn't it supposed to be the Sabbath? What are they doing up that late anyway?
No, that's for the Jews.
No, it's Friday night for the Jews. They're allowed to start watching it on Saturday night when the sun goes down. I don't think Catholics and Christians really have that whole night-day thing.
Well, I mean,
Friday is just no meat.
Yeah. Well, that's not even true anymore.
That's true.
Some people only do it during Lent now. No, yeah. Alfred's right, though. Back in the day, Catholics, you never ate meat on Fridays.
Still don't do it. I mean, like...
Oh, you just fuck children on Fridays, right?
Yes.
Like, we have it in my household, but, you know, my parent, you know, like... My mom's like, you do what you want. I mean, I'm just like, yeah, I can do what I want. I'm a man with the cloth.
That's right, Alfred. Reverend Al.
I constantly argue with my mom during Lent. Like, I'll come in with a fucking burger or something like that. She goes, you're not supposed to eat meat during Lent. I'm like,
you'd be like, Mom, when do we go to church ever?
Well, that, I'm like, I've been to church like twice in the last like fucking 10 years. Relax.
Like funerals and weddings.
And I'm like, second off, I'm like, if God's that much of a dick, he's going to send me to hell for eating a burger. I don't know if I want to hang out with him after all.
Yeah. You know what I gave up for Lent, Mom? I gave up believing an imaginary adult that rules over everything for the next rest of my life.
You don't believe in Snuffleupagus anymore?
Nah, man. I believe into the spaghetti monster in space. I believe in Cthulhu. People just have to throw their attention to something or else they're just going to feel like shit all the time.
Listen.
You know what I mean?
Bottom line,
it's the same thing with the alcoholism. You know, that's what you find a higher power. It doesn't have to be a god. You know what I mean?
Are you saying Jack Daniels is your god?
Jack Daniels could be my god if I want a higher power. I don't have to seek that shit.
And he would be St. Alfred at this point.
You know? I don't have to seek out Pope, fucking a higher power.
Pope Alfred.
Nah, he's not Pope level yet.
No, Pope level?
Once he gets the grays, that's what he, when he goes gray, that's what he's Pope Alfred.
Right. I don't know, man. Polishing off a fucking bottle of Jack on your birthday a couple years ago, I'm pretty sure you solidified it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm the god of whiskey.
That was his rise to statehood right there.
That was the trials?
Yes. Now he must burn in everyone else's whiskey sins until his hair turns gray. Then he becomes Pope Alfred.
Alfred's like, Alfred fucking gives me a shot, be like, this is my body. You
start just splashing fucking people with whiskey as I go down, up and down the bar.
You are blessed. So that's what you get now. Instead of fucking buy Alfred a whiskey, get a high five, buy Alfred a whiskey, get blessed.
Yeah, you'll get blessed.
Let's play a song here. You guys got something queued up?
I'm just going to play a song about drinking from NoFX. Let's see what I got here.
Yeah, about drinking.
Yeah, let's see.
The white beater, it's hilarious. I love that we call it a white beater.
Some women call it boy beaters, but I've heard so many women call it a wife beater.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, boy beater. Yeah, well, okay. It's you
beat
small children. Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Let's play Bottles to the Ground from NoFX. This is off the best songs ever written by us.
And when we come back, we'll do the Colbert bit.
Yes.
Sonic sound. Go to pull the plug, man, when it's time to die. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Bottle to the ground.
Was NoFX with Bottles to the Ground from their greatest hits album, the greatest songs ever written by us. They're from Fat Records.
That was 2 weeks in a row, NoFX, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about drinking, so.
Well, what else do we ever talk about?
We can talk about a lot of things, actually. We have a bunch of stuff. I'm still trying to find that Colbert one.
Oh, we don't have it yet?
Where he actually, what's it, Colbert Report?
ColbertNation.com is the website, so.
Controversy? Let's see.
Responds to fuckheads.
Let me see. Fires back, racial tweet. Yeah, here we go.
Alfred found it.
Let's see this one. Stephen Colbert fires back at a racial tweet outcry with Colbert Report segment video. I guess he did like the whole entire editorial of a rebuttal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess Friday they're off. So, yeah, that's right. Fridays are definitely off. All right, let me play this here. It should be like, if it's segments, it should be like 5 minutes, 5 to 8 minutes.
We can skim through what we need. Because, like I said, at the end, he brings Twitter.
When the interwebs tried to swallow me, but I am proud to say that I got lodged in its throat and it hacked me back up like a hastily chewed chicken wing. This is Who's Attacking Me Now? T Tonight, to find out what happened to me on the internet, we turn to the TV.
People are calling for Stephen Colbert's show to be canceled.
Yeah,
after
okay.
a tweet about Asians appeared on the Comedy Central Twitter account.
The hashtag cancel Colbert is trending this morning.
The hashtag cancel Colbert is trending.
Cancel Colbert is a hashtag that was trending.
Hashtag cancel Colbert went viral.
But folks, I'm still here. The dark forces.
USA, USA, USA.
The dark forces trying to silence my message of core conservative principles mixed with youth-friendly product placement have been thwarted.
He's drinking a Bud Light Lime.
Went through a few of these this weekend. But folks, I'm not going to lie. This was close. We almost lost me. I'm never going to take me for granted ever again. Here's what happened to me. Last Wednesday, I saluted Washington Redskins owner Daniel Snyder for his new charity, yeah. the Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation, which some have called an obvious attempt to win over Native Americans because it only uses the term Redskins once in its name.
It's so insensitive.
Now I have
so my own racial
misunderstanding with the Asian community over a long-running and beloved character on my show. Very important. He is a character. He is not me. This is the real Stephen Colbert. I mean everything I say on this show. He means, well, you'd have to ask him, and he's not returning my calls right now. Anyway, I was so inspired by Dan Snyder's charitable outreach that I formed my own charity, the Ching Chong Ding Dong Foundation for Sensitivity to Orientals or whatever.
See? That's exactly what it was. It was the Washington Redskins
owner.
Original, what is it?
Original American Society. Whatever.
And the fact that they said, because the Washington Redskins for the longest time, they've been fighting that.
Yep.
About saying stop calling them Redskins, you know.
They say it's offensive, and I mean, yeah,
it is. But at this point, it's so embedded in NFL.
Well, it is,
because if there's one league that's not offensive to anyone, it's the NFL.
You know what I'm saying?
They have murderers, rapists, and dog killers in the fucking league that they pay millions of dollars a year, and that's what's offensive to you people.
You sound like a bitter Jets fan.
Do you think they should have like they had some sort of like different levels of like a focus group saying like, could we call them Original Americans? Is that wrong? And like some dude had to stand up like, we are the Washington Redskins. You know, first of all,
yeah,
we shouldn't do anything like this.
But I mean, the thing is, like, you know, it's no more offensive than the Cleveland Indians.
Same thing, you know, they got the same fucking,
their mascot to an IT guy. It's they're fine.
Yeah.
And so Colbert comes back, just making poking fun of that, saying that the Ching Chong Ding Dong Foundation for Sensitivity to Orientals or whatever.
But see, the problem is, like, it's not the actual, like, like you said, the comedy bit, like, if you watch the video a little bit long, he says the comedy bit, it aired four different fucking times, and there was not one complaint.
Yeah.
But the tweet just said, that's what the tweet said, Stephen Colbert presents the
Ching
Chong Ding Dong, blah, 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 whatever, and that was it. That's all the tweet said. And then that fucking cunt, Susie Singhau, whatever the fuck her name is, she got all fucking bent out of shape and started this fucking crusade.
Let me see what else. I think he'll explain her.
That was Wednesday. It reran four times on Thursday, was posted on the show's Facebook page, not a peep out of the internet. Then, around 7 o'clock on Thursday, my network's promotional Twitter account, at Colbert Report, tweeted the name of my foundation without providing a video link to the original segment or mentioning that I was inspired by the Redskins charity. I mean, who would have thought a means of communication limited to 140 characters would ever create misunderstandings?
That's folks, another thing.
I have never once used at Colbert Report. As you heroes know, I'm at Stephen at home. Though, full disclosure, I sometimes tweet from at Stephen at home, at work, in bathroom. Then, after that, when the twit hit the fan, the
little while. Don't want to get too far away from me. The brain trust over at my network took the tweet down because that's how the internet works. You can just take stuff down and no one will ever know it happened. Just ask Mayor Wiener. Now, I'm not trying to throw anyone under the bus here, mostly because I don't go that close to public transportation. But when I saw the tweet with no context, I understood how people were offended. The same way I, as an Irish American, was offended after reading only one line of Jonathan Swift's A Modest Proposal. I mean, eat Irish babies, hashtag cancel Swift. Now, all of this was started by a hashtag activist, or hashtivist, who has been viciously attacked on Twitter. And if anyone is doing that for me, I want you to stop right now. She's just speaking her mind, and that's what Twitter's for, as well as ruining the ending of every show I haven't seen yet.
Daryl dies.
True detective.
The Cancel Colbert people think that even in context, I am a racist. I just want to say that I am not a racist. I don't even see race, not even my own. People tell me I'm white, and I believe them because I just devoted 6 minutes to explaining how I'm not a racist. Now, once...
You should have just went my route. He's like, you know,
fuck
my best friend that is Asian, which I just made up in my head. You know, I can't be racist.
Yeah, unless you're Jameson.
Jameson?
Oh, how much has he had to drink? That's how you determine if Jameson's racist.
And that is about the whitest thing you can do. Now, once the Cancel Colbert hashtag got rolling, it was one of the top five trends for more than 36 hours because everybody wants to talk about the king. Then, it was picked up by a small group of Americans who get their information only from Twitter, the news media. There were online stories in the USA Today, The New Yorker, Variety, Slate, The Huffington Post, 3 features on Time.com, and 7 on Salon. CNN even took a break from their Malaysian airliner coverage to report spotting what they thought was the wreckage of my show off the coast of Australia.
Oh, look at Walt Blitzer. That's a Wolfie.
And most hurtful, my fellow conservatives abandoned me in my time of need. Like Michelle Malkin, who co-signed on to Cancel Colbert and called me a coward. This cuts deep, especially since I learned everything I know about sensitivity to the Asian American experience from reading Michelle's 2004 book, In Defense of Internment.
You know what I mean?
It turns out they had it coming. One less thing for me to feel guilty about. Now, to recap, a web editor I've never met posts a tweet in my name on an account I don't control, outrages a hashtag activist,
Bill
and the news media 72 hours
hey,
of content.
I control all my
the
stuff.
System worked. But all this started right after I taped Thursday night's show, so I couldn't respond until today. So in a sense, I was canceled for 3 days, just like Jesus.
Yeah, fucking hilarious.
So basically, someone who does social media got a little froggy and posted in his name.
Yeah, how come we can't get any trending on fucking Twitter?
I try to say offensive shit, too.
He does.
You know?
He does try.
I don't try to say it. I just say what's on my mind. It happens to be offensive most of the time.
For now on, I am Alfred Ching Chong Ding Dong for the Elvis and Alfred Show.
Follow me on Instagram at Al Takes Very Asian Pictures.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I'm sorry, Very Oriental Pictures. That's
even if I just saw
Al's
that,
Oriental
like,
Pictures.
To me, I want to fucking laugh my balls off. It's like, you know, Colbert's starting an Asian charity called Ching Chong Ding Dong for Orientals or
can
whatever.
We call you Al Oriental?
But I was like, whatever, you know. Have a sense of fucking humor.
Dude, there was
a Colbert report. Well, if it was something on, like, I don't know, something commendable, like, I don't know, like CNN or something.
BBC News. Let's go with a legit source. You know? Not those tabloid news things.
And if they, you know, some guy saying like, you know.
Some guy in a British accent is bad-mouthing Asians on BBC One.
That's one thing. Yes. In which there probably are many. You know?
You know what my favorite thing about the whole thing is? They're all saying, let's fire him, get rid of him, he's racist. But they are all saying Colbert instead of Colbert. Yeah. Like, they're buying into his fictional character.
Oh, it's the best publicity for the show ever.
Yeah, while they're lampooning him. It's like, you realize you're idiots. Like, you should have been like, Steve Colbert, who is the host of the Colbert show, you know? But no, they're just like, oh, Stephen Colbert. Like, you're selling into it, you idiots.
It's like being mad at Wayne Campbell instead of Mike Myers.
Yeah. It's fucking hilarious. And he just got a whole show out of it. Like, fuck, why can't people give us
free? We got like 20 minutes out of it.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to say, why can't I pick a fight with someone that gives us 20 minutes of content to fucking...
Yeah. Even our favorite, the Westboro
Baptist
Westboro Church.
Their son,
their father died this past... Did we talk about that?
No, it's a couple... It was because we only talked about, like... regular stuff last week.
We didn't do any news stories or current events or anything.
So these past episodes, the father died, and we all know of how much of a they do for society's change of, you know, their great doing.
He was such a faggot.
You know, all of them, and it's just fucking horrible.
That dude,
exactly what he did. And now, I mean, like George Takei, he can take the high road. And saying that, you know, because of this, I'm like, hate begets hate.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we shouldn't retaliate on what he's been doing. But here on the Elvis and Albert Show.
We will retaliate.
We will be in the gutter and saying that, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Seriously, right?
I hope he's getting fucked with a pineapple.
I hope he died a slow people death.
I sure hope so, too. That whatever, he just hate.
Dude, but you know.
There's nothing but hate from that guy.
You want to hear something amazing, though?
Fuck him. Like the guy from Slayer, right?
2 days after he died, the Westboro Baptist Church was out protesting something, some concert or something like that.
They were still protesting?
Yes, and there was a counter protest across the street, and a guy just held up a sign and said, sorry for your loss. And like, that guy just said, fuck you to those people, every one of those assholes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw them. They had a couple signs saying, like, sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Which, like, but that's the thing. Like, I told people.
More passive aggressive.
Well, people were like, oh, we should all protest his fucking funeral and everything like that. I'm like, no, because you're still giving him what he wants.
Yeah.
I'm like,
the
best thing you could do is say very nice things, like, you know, sorry for your loss and blah, 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 and whatever. And
yeah, if you want to take the high road, I'm not.
Like I said,
I'll have George Takei do that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do it. I'll be over there taking a shit on
like
his
I
fucking
said,
grave.
I hope he's getting a pineapple shoved up his ass in hell like fucking Hitler and Little Nicky.
Like, I'll say what I want to say. Yeah. You know? Like, I'll take the high road when I want need be, but not with this guy.
Well, apparently that when he was alive, he said that when he dies, there's going to be a struggle within the church and doesn't think it'll be sustain itself. Here's to hoping.
Yeah. Well, didn't his granddaughter leave the church or something, too? And like,
The son.
No, the daughter. The granddaughter.
Yeah.
And the son, too. He hasn't, like... spoken to him since like 1995.
Yeah, they're like excommunicated. They won't like no one in the church will talk to either one of them.
Like the Mormons or something.
Yeah.
It's like it's like Scientology.
Like Amish. That's Amish, right? Yeah. You get fucking banned or you get a
if you don't come back from Rumspringer,
you're banned from the community.
Yep.
You could live there just in like a little shelter.
No one talks to you.
Well, fuck that guy.
Yeah, well.
What did you die of, too? Did you die of anything?
Old age and misery.
Yeah.
Which is perfect.
Yeah.
You've got to feel fucking miserable for the last fucking 10 years of his life.
If you spend so much of your time just cherry-picking words out of a fucking book to say what you want to believe to hate, you're like, oh, he did. That's all he did.
The thing is, honestly, like, it wasn't about hate with him at all. It's much like Scientology. You know, the more you fucking give money to, the higher up in the church you are. His whole thing was extortion. He knew that people was going to tug at heartstrings. Yep. If he says, I'm going to protest the soldier's thing, but... if you donate $1,000 to the church, we'll leave you alone.
They were.
Is that what he did?
Yes.
No. Is that true?
You remember the Bethlehem High School debacle here in Belmore, Long Island, right? With the acorns up the asses and stuff like that.
Did we cover that?
No, that was. Yeah. I covered this when I worked at RCN.
Oh.
So that was like 2002.
No, I don't remember that
at all. Yeah.
It was a hazing ritual for football players because you're
gross. You have to shove an acorn up your butt.
Well, it was one of the things that, you know, it's the seniors.
That's one of the things?
It's the seniors doing gay things.
But when I interviewed the son or the son-in-law or whatever while they were protesting in front of the high school, And they're all, they are, I will say, they are very intelligent. They're all fucking lawyers.
Well, they
and
all,
we were told.
They all know what to say.
We were all told, like, do not incite them for anything because they will sue everyone. That's what they do. That's how they
Why
make their money.
Why is it always, like, in the Skull and Bones? They always have to do some gay shit. Like, they humiliate one another. And then
that's not
like,
even Skull and Bones. That's football. That's
well, I'm just
football.
Saying Skull and Bones. They do that same shit. Yeah,
that's just fucking Belmore.
Football. Yeah, fucking Belmore. Yeah. Come on, man.
They got too much money and...
They have to shove acorns up your ass?
I guess so.
I guess... What the fuck? So what happened?
Those
with
kids
that?
Are little fucking dickheads.
What,
out
the
there.
Bethlehem High School thing?
Yeah.
Whole, it's still ongoing. There's still lawsuits about that. Like, because it was basically
it's
it was like
stuck
a whole
in red
bully
tape
thing.
For now?
Yeah, it's still. I think some kids got arrested for it.
Yeah, but a bunch of kids got arrested. They were kicked off the football team, obviously, and they had scholarships to colleges that were revoked.
Yeah.
And
what
yeah,
the fuck.
Some kids had to go like get real psychiatric help, but this shit was going on forever. It was what was the way? It was a society of like.
Yeah, it was,
like
it's kind of it's
kind of rage and
it's
rage.
Kinda, yeah, it's kind of like frats. You
like
know,
the seniors on the football team would take the freshmen and like, all right, you're coming out. Like they'd always go on this retreat upstate or in Pennsylvania. I think it was Pennsylvania. They'd go on retreat.
Do more gay fucking
and like,
shit.
And that's where they would do all this shit. Was at the retreat in Pennsylvania.
You know why it happens?
Prepare the acorn.
By the way, Fred Phelps died of natural causes, unfortunately.
Well, why it happens is because when those seniors were freshmen. They got acorns up their ass.
Yes.
So now they're like, well, fuck you. I had to do it. I'm going to do it. All because one fucking pervert did it once.
Yep.
And that's what happened. But
yeah, and the Westboro Baptist Church protested there, you know, saying like, you know, this was like, you know, 9/11 happened because fags like you and stuff like that. Like,
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's what they were saying on RCN when I was working there. I can say that now because that station doesn't exist anymore. And, of course, they're like, you, go interview them. I'm like, what? Me?
Totally.
Should have said me.
You know,
I would have had fun.
Dude, they were scary.
All they
they're
do
like
is,
fucking like, because they're just like, yeah. they believe everything they say.
Oh, I know.
It's not like they're just, it's not like they're rednecks who are like, I don't lock them because they're Jewish or black.
No, I love when Shirley Phelps and her three daughters were on the Howard Stern show. And he's just sitting there letting them go. He's like, go ahead. Say what, you know, like, he's giving them a platform. He's letting them go. But, you know, he's completely satiring them the whole time.
Yeah.
And, like, you just listen to the shit that comes out of their mouth. Like, it's circular logic. They completely buy all their own bullshit.
Cherry picking their
yep.
just little words.
Yep. And
you know, whatever phrases. It's not like they ever read the fucking book.
No. Nope.
You know what I mean?
And it all comes down to it's used to extort, sue, and keep making money for the church. That's what the whole fucking scam is. That's like if you were one of those people that walked around the store, spilled your own drink, and fall on it. That's
I'll tell
what
you what,
the equivalent
man.
It's
to
more
them.
Fucked up is they're tax free.
Yeah.
They're a church, so they don't have to pay taxes, which I think is horse shit to begin with.
Yep.
And I think well, that's old school shit, church and state. Then
they might try to sue us.
If they're hiding their money scamming with fear with hate.
Yes,
that's a lot more to hide behind it than like how the church really does it with fear.
Yeah,
you know, cause, and guilt.
Well, that's what they do.
That's the Catholic way. Yeah, it's just guilt and fear.
Well, that's what they say.
You're already born sinful, and you will die, and you might go to hell.
Yep.
So you best fucking pray forever,
mm-hmm.
and give me your money.
Yep.
Oh, by the way.
That's why you just believe in the buddy Christ. Everyone can go to heaven.
And that's another thing, like...
It's believing in the spaghetti monster in space.
I forget.
Meatballs for everyone.
I forget what's... Maybe it was Pat Tillman, actually. Yeah,
Cthulhu will always love you. If you fall out of church, just pray to Cthulhu.
I think it was Pat Tillman, the NFL player who went overseas and died or whatever. They said they were going to protest his thing unless they got an interview on CNN or something like that.
Is that how they play that out?
Yes, that's how they always do it. And they're just scumbags.
I never see that. I only see them just like, oh, that was Baptist or churches or blah, blah, blah. I'm always like, oh, you fucking animals again? That's how I pretty much view them.
Basically.
Just fucking like but a bunch of whining fucking animals.
They're just cunts.
Like, what's your purpose?
To be
just hate.
To become.
Just spreading hate. But now, you know, it makes sense that I only see the hate and I never see that the money part.
The business. But
that's actually kind of smart, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They're very, they know what they're doing.
We starting our own religion if we can get money for...
I thought we just did that with
Ron
the whiskey.
L. Hubbard already fucking, he said it right, saying like the only way to really make money in America
is, church.
Is to start
religion.
Your own religion. Scientology, baby.
Yep. All right. Let's take a break and play another song here and...
And since we're talking about offensive Asian things, I'm going to play something from Asian Man Records. From their founder, Mike Park. Alfred, pronounce this album name before I don't get in trouble.
North Hancock.
North Hancock? Is that Hangook?
Hangook.
That's what I thought it was.
Hangook.
Anyway, this is Asian Prodigy off the album that our Asian guy, Alfred, just said. So don't cancel us. No, cancel us. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag
I think we were canceled.
Oriental sensitivity.
Our download was canceled.
Did he actually answer us back?
I don't want to be a doctor. There are things I need to share. Can you treat me like a person? There are things I need to share. I want you to love me, share now your love with me. Sorry I can't be your Asian prodigy. Can you treat me like a person? There are things I need to share. I want you to love me, share now your love with me. Sorry I can't be your Asian prodigy. I have thoughts on my mind.
I need to share.
I have thoughts in my mind.
Things I need to share.
I have thoughts in my mind.
Things I need to share.
Doctor, there are things I need to share. Can you treat me like a person? There are things I need to share. I want you to love me, share now your love with me. Sorry I can't be your Asian prodigy. I have thoughts on my mind.
There are things I need to share.
I have thoughts on my mind.
There are things I need to share.
I have thoughts on my mind.
Things I need to share.
Love me, share now your love with me. Sorry I can't be your Asian prodigy.
It's 2-1 still. That was Mike Park from Asian Man Records with his song Asian Prodigy. We'll be right back with hour two of the Elvis and Alfred Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com. Recording.
Rolling.
Sword of Omens, come to my hand. I, Lion-O, commend it. Hi, this is Larry Kenny, the voice of Lion-O on the original Thundercats series, and you're listening to the Elvis and Alfred Show. Thundercats, ho!
Welcome back to the Elvis and Alfred Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com. It's hour two, and I'm still Elvis.
I'm still Alfred.
I'm still alive, somehow. And I'm Bill.
And James is still off getting raped somewhere.
And we are the Elvis and Alfred Show here at the Halfpenny Pub of Seville.
And Alfred's in a lot better mood now because he got food.
If you don't know, if you live on the Long Island area, especially around here in the South Shore, the Halfpenny Pub has food now.
which I'm actually quite excited about. 10 cent wings on Tuesday,
from 8 to 11.
And the bar food here, it's pretty much it's bar food.
It's bar food. It's cheap bar food too.
Yeah,
I mean cheap in price, not quality.
The quality is good. I mean, you know.
Yeah, better than some places.
I like bar burgers. I really do. I like bar burgers better than going to like fast food shit.
Oh well, yeah. I don't know. I become a snob with them Shake Shacks and Smash Burger, and
but that's not like fast food though.
That's a burger restaurant.
All American.
I went to this place called BurgerFi in Westbury.
Yeah, how was that?
Woodbury. Really good. It reminds me of Smash Burger.
Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah,
I haven't tried that one. I haven't tried the Zinburger.
Zinburger is awesome.
Yeah,
I fucking love that place.
Haven't tried that one either. And there's a place over in Hicksville now called Dirty Burger, where like apparently like they dirty up your burger with like Cajun sauces and stuff like that. So that's next on my list.
When I make my burgers, I take lean and fat. I take half chunk hop sirloin, about at least 60-40 split. And then I always stuff it with sharp cheddar, mushrooms, and bacon. Like that's like my go-to.
You lost me on the mushrooms, but
oh,
the rest
yeah,
of it sounds
mushrooms?
Good. No.
And then I also stuff it with, I'll put butter and blue cheese together until just like this big tube. Then I'll make medallions, and I put it inside my burger so the butter will melt throughout the burger. And then it's just blue cheese, like chunks of blue cheese in there.
If you ever have to go back to your office and work full time, you're not going to have time for any of this.
No, dude, not at all.
Hashtag Al used to be able to cook.
I'm going to have to go back to fucking just crappy fucking.
Hashtag Al has time.
Yeah, it's I'm lucky that my office is on 110. Now, internet, 110 is this huge, huge like.
North-South road.
Yeah, and they have nonstop. Food.
Food it's like and strip nice. Clubs.
And it's like good delis too. So it's not bad. Like there's this place called Suburban Eats. And yep. Everybody in my office calls it the Vag Deli. Because if you go there during like lunchtime, you just see nothing but fucking ass.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I always drive by it. I never see it open though.
A Suburban Eats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check that out.
But, you know, working nights, you're very, very limited. Elvis knows this.
Yeah.
Oh, trust
There's
me.
There's a lot of places I have no idea that are ever open.
I know this.
Like bagel delis, they're never open.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Ah, there's a...
I don't eat bagels anyways.
Well, there's a 24-hour fucking deli that has bagels at Westbury.
Do you miss
Westbury.
Bagels?
What happened? Where
do
was
you miss bagels?
Westbury.
I do miss bagels, especially really good ones.
I don't know, man.
I work, I work in a Jewish community. Obviously, I love bagels.
But you don't like...
Gluten-free like sucks.
Like, you never found a gluten...
I have. It's horrible.
Oh, man. I want to make it a point to just go out and look for a good gluten bagel. Like, I need my bagels on the weekends. You know what I mean?
I'm so used to it now that it really doesn't bother me anymore. But, like, once in a while, so Alfred weird. Knows, I will just go out and get myself sick.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
You have to.
Did you do it for Taco Bell breakfast yet?
No.
I will never do that.
Yeah,
dude.
I was going to say, if I'm
going to
do it...
going to Taco Bell breakfast.
It's for good pizza, good bagels... A good old-fashioned hamburger. That's the kind of things that I need to destroy myself with.
You should try out, you know, you did the chicken, right? Ground chicken?
I mean, ground chicken burgers with gluten-free rolls, which is pretty good.
You ever tried the ground turkey? I like ground turkey a lot.
You know, it was with my ex-girlfriend. She hated turkey, so I stopped making, but I like the ground turkey better than the ground chicken.
If you make ground turkey chili, like a good one,
yes.
You can never even notice it's ground turkey. Like, I would rather make my chili with ground turkey than ground beef.
I pretty much would rather make anything. Well, I got used to making everything out of ground turkey, not ground beef. Once in a while, I make ground beef tacos, but it's usually steak or turkey.
What about salmon steaks? Like salmon burgers?
You know what? If I'm going to do seafood, I don't usually get the burger thing. I usually just go
you
out
don't try. I like making salmon burgers.
Yeah.
I forget which fucking seafood place I was at, but they had a crab cake burger.
Oh, man, I love crab cake.
That was fucking awesome. It was basically like it was a burger with a crab cake on it.
Was it New Orleans style?
Oh, what's that?
Cajun style?
Maybe. It was fucking good, though.
It's a place in Vegas. I think it's called Big Al's. It's a Cajun style restaurant. They have stuff like that. They get the po'boys and they get the salmon burgers. They have all that stuff. All like Cajun style. It's delicious.
I love making po'boys. I still make them.
That's the only time I do it, too. If in Vegas, I usually pick one night where I'm like, I'm just going to go back to the hotel room and blow up my own bathroom now.
Like, I'm going to have myself. Then you got to do that during the day, man.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I do.
Like, before you go out and shit. You're like, you know what?
That's like my lunch or early dinner.
You just wake up, just order a po' boy, and just wait.
That's what I did.
Let it air out before you get back.
2 years ago's Rockabilly Festival, I went by myself. I went right down to Big Al's in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I think it's called Big Al's. I might be wrong. But I went right down there, got that. I got my fucking jambalaya, went back to the room with it. And I was like, I'm going to lay down here for 15 minutes, and here we go.
Oh, man.
You know what you should do this year? You should get In-N-Out Burger in the airport and see if you can race back to your hotel room and get in your hotel room before it hits.
There's an In-N-Out Burger at Las Vegas airport now?
Yes.
I mean, I know there was Carl's Jr. That's what I usually get.
Oh, In-N-Out's in there now.
Oh, I have shit at every airport that I've ever been in.
Oh, me too.
Because that seems that that's just, that's how you mark your territory.
I avoid shitting in
airports?
Any airport.
I work outside.
You got to, man.
I have used some disgusting, disgusting toilets in my life.
Yeah, me too. Which is why I...
You have a disgusting toilet right from the get-go.
Yeah.
The one that you...
Yeah,
like,
I showed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to take a shit in that one. I'm like...
I was like, you sure you want this? You're like,
I was
yes.
Like, oh, man. I felt like for a second I had to get my own personal
yeah, toilet paper. I have to hide toilet paper in that bathroom because those fuckers steal it at work. So it locked up in my locker. And I had to give him my personal
like, stash, who does
toilet
that?
Paper.
Who steals toilet paper?
Scumbag county workers.
I'm like, all right. I'm like, thanks. I'm going to guess I'm in prison.
Prison has nicer toilets than my fucking work locker room does.
For like a minute, I'm staring at this thing. I'm like, I think I have to hover.
Did the...
you're like, can I really do this?
Did the booth creature come out while you're taking a shit?
like Dobbs?
It's like a crab-like animal.
Oh, hi, Mr. Alfred. Here's the toilet paper.
A master gave Dobby a sock. Covered in shit.
I'm gonna come here, Dobby. Suck my dick. I'm fucking taking a shit on this thing. What a hover. You suck my dick, Dobby. We'll make this happen.
Blumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, that's probably the worst bathroom, though, I've ever had to use, that one.
It's pretty nasty, yeah. Man.
I've used other county and, like, town and village toilets and stuff.
There's a...
They're all cleaner than that one, and that's not saying much, though.
Dude, there's a stuffed animal company that I work with, you know, that I order my plush from, and it's run by Hasidic Jews.
Yep.
Their warehouse... First of all, it looks like it's run down to no end already. You already like, am I in the right building or this looks abandoned? But they bring you up there, and for the life of me, you know, I just drove all the way from Long Island out to Brooklyn. I'm like, oh, I gotta fucking piss so bad. I'm like, hey, can I use your bathroom? First of all, they all looked at me like I just committed a sin.
Like, oh,
was the sun up or down or whatever the fuck they're doing?
And they're like, yeah, this way. They fucking put me in the fuck. They show me the bathroom. I go in the bathroom. I had to talk to Little Bill and be like, it's all right, buddy. I'm exposing you to these environments, but I promise you, you'll feel better afterwards.
And then it was like the Amazon, and something flew up your pee stream.
Probably. Like, dude, it was literally terrifying. Like,
Let this genteel go into our bathroom?
Half the wall was down, like, fucking, the toilet seat was, like, broken.
You're like I should have just went outside of the side of the building.
It would have been cleaner. And, yeah, it probably would have been a better fucking, yeah, I don't know, man. And then when I walked out there, I just look at him like, you're all dirty fucks. And then I didn't want to shake any hands or anything. I'm like,
you're like, nope, not touching you.
Yeah, basically. If you didn't think Hasidic stunk before, you would after that bathroom.
It's always great when the people live up to their own stereotypes.
Yeah. And then I get in trouble for calling them out on it.
Yes.
Me and
yes.
Colbert.
Yes.
Oh, man, we're going to have so many hashtags against us. Do we address the wife beater, right?
Yeah.
God, right?
Hashtag wife beater.
Colbert, right? Orientals.
Yeah.
Orientals.
Right? Hashtag.
Yeah, West Baptist.
Women, we also.
Yeah. Beat on women. I mean.
White people.
White people.
Uh-huh. Forget the white people thing.
Mm. Yeah. All right. We're on our way.
Churches in general. Yeah.
We have like an hour to go, so.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of hashtags.
Oh, have we got to the Mexicans yet?
Mm-mm. No, that's right. It's April Fool's Day that we're recording. And our friends in Bayside, I would say about a week ago, their symbol's a bird. If you know Bayside, you know their symbol's a bird. And it does look very similar to a Mexican telecommunications bird.
What?
That was legit. It does look very... And
Let me see.
Let's see if it's on this website.
What do you mean telecommunications bird?
There's a Mexican company.
Like a phone card?
Yeah, like a phone card that has a... I was playing a video pocket.
Oh, they dress it in a video?
Yes. This is how hardcore Bayside went with.
Hey, guys.
They're not very
Bayside
good actors,
here.
Look at Nick with the glasses,
were
man.
Informed
Nick
of
with the glasses.
Nick looks hungover.
In the last few weeks, and we didn't want to say anything until we got some clarity on the situation, and we have
their
been
research.
Informed that over the last few weeks, a telecommunications company out of Mexico had been using our bird logo that we've been using for a long time, and foolishly we never trademarked the logo. And when we approached the company to get them to stop using it, they went and trademarked it before we could, and
we have lost
the use of our logo. And before you get worried, we have been working on something new, and we're really excited about it. We think it's going to be really cool, and it's actually pretty. We think that it's going to help shuffle in a new era in the Bayside story. So we are working on something new now, and everybody with tattoos, we all have the bird tattooed on us.
With a butcher?
We know how that feels, but we're working on something new, and it's going to be exciting, and the bird is always going to have a really special place in our history. So we definitely will be coming to you soon with the unveiling of the new logo, which we're really excited about. So thank you guys for understanding, and you know, we know it's a bum out, but
Nick, are you okay?
You know, thanks for understanding, and everybody's always stuck with us through thick and thin, so this is just another patch that we're all going to get through together. So thank you guys.
Is this real?
No, this
So the end of that video is a question mark over Bayside with their bird disappearing. So today, they have this logo.
The Cocopelli. It looks like Cocopelli, right?
I think you're right. Yeah. I don't know the word, so. It's, And it was an April Fool's Day joke.
Oh, man, that's a long gag, huh?
Yeah. And the best was, he's been planning this for like 4 years.
No.
Yes.
He gets, you know what's funny? The, all the people that got the Bayside tattoos.
Yeah, oh, they were freaking out. Here's the bird.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I think it's great.
You know, that's a long time to commit to a joke.
4.5 years ago he mentioned it. I'm like, that is amazing. You just dragged that out so long. So yeah, people with the bird tattoo for Bayside were freaking out over that. Because now you have a you have like the Mexican Verizon on you instead.
I like how like
you gotta be careful, man. You gotta choose your tattoos wisely.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Don't ever get comic book characters tattooed on you. Terrible idea.
It depends.
I think we all have some sort of comic book character on us, don't we?
Yeah, I got Spider Jerusalem.
I have V for Vendetta, and I have Punk Rock Jesus.
So
yeah.
Mine is definitely badass.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say that Jameson doesn't.
He's not really into that, though.
Yeah. He does have a crow.
We are trying to, since we're talking about comic books, we're trying to get Scott Snyder on our show.
Nice.
We got sort of an in. But we got a couple ins. But now we got like a solid in.
Oh, yeah?
Can't say who, but hopefully it comes through.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
We're going to have to grill him about the death of the family.
Everything, even what's going on now, I like what they're doing. Like, are you reading those little ones?
Batman and Turtle?
Anything. Like, they have, like, Dark City or whatever it's called. Like, they're doing, like, little, like, 4 issues per city.
Oh, no, I haven't seen those, actually.
Yeah, it's really cool what they're doing.
There's so many fucking Batman books.
Yeah, like, I think we know that one.
Yeah, it keeps me hesitant to buy them, because I'm like, what am I reading now? You know, but I'll have to check those out. I also picked up Moon Knight.
Yeah, that's a good book.
But I didn't read it yet. The number one, I guess they just relaunched it again.
Now, I don't know the real story of Moon Knight.
It's supposed to be a Batman ripoff.
Well, now what he's doing is a Batman ripoff, which I am enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know, why the fuck not won't we have a Batman? Why don't we make Moon Knight our Batman? Like, who would you say in the Marvel Universe is a Batman?
Black Panther?
No, totally not. Hells no.
It looks like him.
Nuh-uh. Black Panther has his own fucking society with super technological advances.
Iron Man is Batman.
Yeah. Nah, you think
he's
so?
He's a rich guy. He has all these toys because he's rich.
Damaged,
yeah. Obviously, it's a different origin story, but...
Genius.
They're both very similar once you cut down to it.
But he's not like a true detective, you know?
No. But even Batman wasn't a true detective this whole time.
No, he was always a detective. He was always been a detective. Every single... Well, he's always been that way.
He's not really a detective. He's not a cop. Vigilante piece of shit.
But he's always piecing it together and shit, the stories. Like, he's always finding it out. He's always piecing shit together. Or finding out, like, a better way to handle, you know.
Well, when you deal with fucking villains like the Riddler, who basically fucking dare you to solve their fucking thing, it's not hard to be considered the world's greatest detective. He's got to be good at riddles.
I do see where you say Moon Knight, because his background is...
He was a drug dealer, wasn't he?
He was an American rabbi's wayward son. As an adult, he spent time training to be a heavyweight boxer, a U.S. Marine, and a mercenary. He becomes a skilled hand-to-hand combat guy and befriends blah, 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 blah. And then he just stumbles upon an archaeological dig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they gave him the power.
Ancient temple, an Egyptian moon god.
That's it.
Khonshu, and then, yeah, he gets killed there or whatever.
I thought he was a drug dealer.
No, I think he becomes
a drug dealer. Oh, that's Cloak and Dagger.
Yes.
Yeah, Cloak and
Dagger. They were
fucking
heroin
addicts.
They
were heroin addicts, yes.
That's right.
They were like my favorite like new mutants or whatever when they introduced them. And then...
They kind of fucked them up. They're good. Yeah. They're good in the Ultimate Universe now.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah. You want to play a quick song?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. All right, since we just covered them doing an April Fool's Day joke off their new album, Cult, well, I believe Hopeless Records... This is Bayside with Stuttering.
Sorry, I haven't written. I've been in quite the mood. I've been upside down for years now, but the pay has been pretty good. But I have to rattle up some, cause my mama said I should. But I'd have to lose my minor chords, and I'm not so sure I could. Cause I'm the voice of the depressed, and that's what everyone expects. Give the people what they want, and then it hangs over your head. I'm stuttering, cause I never know what to say. I'm stuttering, you can't listen to a word I say. And there's a lot of work to do, can't carry the weight like I used to, but I'll figure it out like I always do. Sacrifice myself for you. I can't believe my mouth sometimes. I've got it pretty good, but if I ever then I'd soon be out of work. Who do I think I'm kidding? Like I'm Robert fucking Smith. Maybe I'm trying to convince myself that I'm someone who'd be missed. Cause I'm the voice of the depressed, and that's what everyone expects. Give the people what they want, and then it hangs over your head. I'm stuttering, cause I never know what. And blessed are the heart attacks and every sudden shortness of breath. I owe every single one of them for all of you. Patients don't pay, get my nose back in the books so I can keep on making cash for heartless fucking crooks. And they prey on all my passions, cause they know as well as me that the only
was Bayside with their song Stuttering of their new album Cult, available everywhere. Records are sold now.
All right, we're rolling again.
And Nikolai's here now. All right. What's up? We are now joined by Nikolai here.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
What's up, Nikolai?
Mr. Alfred, pleasure as always.
Thank you. Pleasure is all mine. Welcome back to the Ellison Alfred Show.
Yeah, I've been here in a while. How's everything going?
Not pretty good. We're still coming down from St. Patrick's Day and all this.
Oh, that was a good time.
All these birthdays.
Everything.
That was a great time.
Archie's birthday and
that was
madness.
Apparently, Archie had a... Oh, thanks, pal. Archie had a quite the birthday, apparently.
Quite the birthday. That kid was wrecked out of his mind last night.
The best picture you have on your phone is him, like, passed out of the pile of
balloons. On the balloons. I have it. It's over. You can see.
No, did he get to make out with a girl? Because that's all he really wanted.
We tried.
You know, everybody's doing fucking lesbians.
Yeah.
They're fucking making out with each other.
You're making out with each other. At least, what do you make out with Archie for this guy's birthday?
And I kissed him on the cheek or on the neck. Yeah. I'm like, I guess it's nothing. Better than nothing.
Yeah.
It's better than Jameis kissing the mouth.
Yeah, that was going to be the next one.
I was going to say, I mean, you should have just told the lesbians that Archie's smoother than they are.
Yeah, straight up. This guy waxes
he's
like
Asian
no one.
Smooth. Like a Jameson smooth. To do it, man.
You East Coast? He fought East Coast.
He fought East Coast, brother. But Nikolai, we asked you yesterday if you would like to MC our, what's it called? Bayfest?
Bayfest. May 10th.
Yeah, bro. I'm stoked about that. I can't fucking wait for that.
That's Saturday, May 10th at the Great South Bay Brewery. Where we're going to be having, it's going to have bands again, or is it?
I have no idea. He hasn't given me the final stuff yet out of that.
All right.
He just asked us to be there, so I don't know if we're just recording or doing whatever. So.
Yeah, whatever it is. I'm down for whatever.
Hang out, drink some beer.
I talked to my boy Mike today from the Beer Amigos. He's going to be there also.
Yeah, he was
doing
there.
Doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Cool.
He was stoked about that also. I just talked to a couple guys from a band called The Warden in Fame. Yesterday about doing another local Long Island music scene show at Declan Quinn's. They have a very, very big outdoor space, and they're trying to like a 300-400 person show with a whole bunch of local people. So as soon as that comes to fruition, I'll let you know. You guys set up something there and freaking,
nice.
And do your thing.
Definitely will.
Yeah, my man.
And I just recently, you guys put up for Beer Fields.
Yeah.
Matsuyusu? How do you say it?
Matsuyahu.
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 The Hasidic Jew, formerly known as the Hasidic Jew, who does reggae from upstate New York.
It's
formerly from Brooklyn. Yeah, freaking stoked, bro. We're getting a lot of good responses for it. Again, coming back, Ugiwawa, Warden Fame, Nonstop to Cairo. A couple of new bands coming on this year. And we're just really, really stoked. 75-plus breweries, a whole bunch of different stuff. And, things are getting in the works for that. It's going to go a little later than it did last year.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Modest Hell can't go on until after 9, so...
Oh, okay. Sundown.
Yeah, sundown he has to wait till, so he has to...
Oh, he's, like, really into that,
he's,
huh?
Well, he announced his acidity, but he's still following the, the Jewish religion, so he can't do anything until after the sun goes down.
Wow, so he's going to be the last show. He'll be, real headlining.
Yeah, real headlining. Direct support, I don't know who it is yet. I know we were trying to get... Badfish, but I don't think it's going to happen, unfortunately. Just because it's not really, people are going to be there already for it. So I think we're just going to pocket that money until next year to make maybe go a little crazy town with the headliner next year.
So it was your first time last year, right?
No, second time
last
year.
That was your second time around?
We did Sublime with Rome first year.
Oh,
it was Dirty Heads and the Wailers last year, and now Matsuyahu coming on this year. Yeah.
You did a lot. That was the first time for me. I saw you running around with your head cut off. You're just doing everything.
Wait, you weren't here last year?
I was there last year.
Okay.
The year before that, I was helping with the beer pouring, and that was fun in general.
Well, that was good.
Yes.
I mean, we actually got there on time last year. We got there real early last year.
Yeah, we were there way early.
Mad early.
But now that I know, I'm going to bring myself a nice little portable fan or something for us.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
if we're still invited. Are we invited?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Love to have you guys. Thank
you. You just invited ourselves, so.
No, that's fine. You guys come down.
It's fine. As soon as we get up the air, we're going to gut punch all of you. And you invite all of you.
No, that was fine. I had a blast having you guys there last year. That was great.
Are they starting at the same time about?
No, again? It's 4 o'clock this year.
Okay, so.
That is so much better.
It's so much later, I know.
So much,
You know what it is? Because he has to go on so late, we might as well start it later.
Yeah.
Plus,
okay.
It's going to be a little cooler out, so we're not going to be dropping, but it's going to be still good times.
Last year was very hot.
It was hot as hell last year. And we're all in black t-shirts because that's what we do.
That's just what we do.
Yeah, we got to talk to the wardrobe department for next year. Yeah, you know, white t-shirts.
Sends me out.
Silver mesh shirts.
I'm wearing sweatshirts on.
I got the staff shirts. They're triple down jackets.
Yes, and we're going to the Arctic after this, so keep them on. Yes, I'm super stoked about that. So keep you posted on that as details arise. And as far as I know, everything else is good. Just pray for rain.
No
just
rain.
Like everything.
No rain.
I've had enough of it this month.
Yeah, and then I've had enough of the snow, too, as of yesterday.
I assume we have at least three more snowfalls before that stops here.
You think so?
I like the one that we just had. The surprise one that fucks up the morning, and then by the time you get out, like no one believes you it snowed.
Yes.
Well, like, it only happened out here. I was talking to Remy. Remy's like, I had no idea it snowed in the city.
Yeah, in Queens, they had opening day at Citi Field, and you wouldn't even know that it snowed.
Like, it was like 50 degrees. I'm like, what are you talking about? There were snowflakes the size of my car coming down.
I got up. I'm like, yep, nope, back to bed.
Yep, exactly. Driving. I was like, it's crazy outside. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like 57, 60, gorgeous. He's like, no, look out the window. I was out the window. I was like, F this. I turned it out, went back to bed.
I was driving to work. It was like white out conditions on the way to work. And on the way home, I had my sunroof open.
How long did it take to get to work yesterday?
It normally takes me like 10 minutes. It took me about 45.
Yeah. Not going to lie. Long Island has seen every goddamn type of weather you could possibly imagine. People can't drive. Half of us on SUVs still going 6 miles an hour.
Even had tornadoes and shit.
That's it. Tornado touchdown. Nope. People are cool. Yeah. Penny's still open.
Fucking place never closes.
There could be a
Penny only closed for Hurricane Sandy, right? Because there was no power.
Whatever.
Yeah.
There could be a freaking tidal wave that's going to hit just the Penny and everything else is going to be fine. People will still come here.
Yes.
We'll still be fucking open.
Man, I understand there's a huge shark swimming behind the bar, but does that mean you guys aren't going to be open today?
What happened?
That's just Bill trying to make a joke.
I'm sitting here looking over at the bar because I don't know what the
hell. Oh, you're waiting for the shit show to happen.
I'm waiting for something, but that bitch never took my keys and my phone. Kill her.
Oh, you will die, bitch.
You will die. It's all good. It's all good.
So, Nikolai, do you listen to any EDM?
Listen to EDM. You know what? I used to listen to a lot of EDM back in my club days because I was kind of forced to, and then I kind of got into it. And ever since I left my nightclub days, not too much. I usually stick to my reggae, my soca music, my punk rock. But
did you hear about Miami with their Ultrafest?
Yeah, I heard about the security guard that got trampled. Crazy town.
Yeah,
she's in like critical condition, like nuts.
So, internet.
I just kind of feel like that's what happens now. Everybody does a lot of drugs and fucking doesn't care. No one gives a shit about anything.
She's not allowed to be beat by her parents anymore.
Me and Jay have been going at it because on our staff page, I put it up about exactly what happened down in Miami. During UltraFest, saying that there's a security guard basically blockading, not even just holding up, telling people to stop pushing down on the fence. That, you know, they've been, trying to, I guess they hit their capacity and these people are just there.
Yeah, they're trying to get in.
Trying to get in. And they did. They fucking knocked down this fence. This poor lady underneath it, broken her leg, a couple ribs, head trauma, major head trauma. Just to get over for some EDM music. You know?
People are like, oh, it's probably the experience. I'm like, well, fuck yourself. It's probably the experience. You know?
Trampling old ladies is part of the experience.
Exactly. Let's go fucking duck hunting. Let me shoot you in the ass. It's all part of the experience. You know? Friggin' no. But the whole thing is, you know, people just can't control themselves. No one goes there to hang out and listen anymore and enjoy the music. Everybody's got to be on drugs and messed up. And this shit happens. You know what happened last year? People friggin' OD'd at Randall's Island Izu last year. They canceled that shit. That stuff's gone. Just keep messing up, people. You guys will have nothing left.
That's what, you know,
you'll be sitting in your fucking parents' basement listening to fucking old Blondie records, getting high on rollies.
No, they canceled that shit, and Ultra is always trying to come up to New York as well.
Well, I heard Miami, the WMC, the Winter Music Conference is going on, it's just Ultra that's canceled.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. But that's got to get situated and rectified immediately.
Because now, our boy, it's Joe Meyer. That's part of his job. He breaks down and puts up all these kind of fests.
Right.
He's like, well, if this gets canceled, I'm out of a job.
Is that what he does, CDM?
Well, he does all those fests. Apparently that comes down to New York.
Well, right, I felt bad. Like you say, there's all the lights for everything.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, for your sake, I hope they put it up. But, you know.
I mean, they're doing a State of Trance at Madison Square Garden. I know Phil and Jay are still going to that. But that's a seated event, you know. Freaking nothing, someone getting freaking trampled. But, you know, all of these outdoor festivals, which is what you want to do, especially up here when it gets nice out, You know, you keep messing up, and you're going to have nothing to do. Everything's going to be inside. You're sweating your balls up, paying $1,000 a ticket. You know, it's just not worth it to me.
Or you're just going to get to an abandoned warehouse and, like, I don't know, Bushwick. And maybe or maybe not, you'll get murdered.
Let's break it to Jersey. That's it.
And so he puts
but you can't turn left.
I started, because of the post I put up on our staff page, I started realizing, I'm like, well, how many, like, rock concerts or punk fests have there been where we've been a lot of casualties? And apparently the last time, like, the Warped Tour had it about 2 years ago, that somebody got trampled to death during, like, a mosh pit. But we don't shut down the fest or anything.
No, but that's one out of, like, 50 fests that they do across the country.
Yeah.
That's why.
And over how many years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like year 16.
That was 2 years ago.
No, but I'm saying, how many years has Warped Tour been around?
It's like 16 years.
Oh, 96, 97?
Yeah. It's going to be, for, was it the 17th, 17th, yeah, so like, 18 yeah. years, something like that. Yeah. You know, and one person happens, you know, unfortunately. But you know what? It's not like, you know, you have a choice. Like you're going to go into a mosh pit, understand, this is what we do. You're not sitting there fucking doing drugs.
Yeah.
You know.
And passing out by dehydration.
What was it? Exactly. Woodstock 99? Was that what the riot
was? Oh, it was the riots.
But that's
yeah.
because they were charging $18 for a bottle of water and you weren't allowed to bring anything in. And they brought that kind of situation onto themselves because you were greedy fucks.
Yeah, that was totally greed fest.
Did she rob you?
No, I'm making sure my keys are all right. We're good to go.
But I'm not a fan of EDM. I don't like it at all.
You know, I could take it or leave it, honestly. More so leave it.
I would rather country music than EDM.
I like Deadmau5. I like Daft Punk, if you call that still EDM.
See, but Daft Punk's been around for forever. It's not the same.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they put them in the same category as the new EDM stuff that's coming out right now.
I do not like the new stuff.
You know, I mean, there's a couple of different things, but it's honestly, it's the same shit, you know?
This groove is in the heart. Is that EDM?
I would say 90s.
That's pop dance, yeah. Like La Bouche. I'm
La Bouche, yeah.
Exactly.
The Real McCoy.
Exactly. That's classic right there, you know?
Robert Miles.
Yo, Cotton Eye Joe, give it to me now. You know, that's our old EDM right there. That's everyone's dance music.
Yeah, Jay was quite exactly. heated about it, though.
Nah, well, Jay freaking...
Well, Jay dresses up like a fucking rabbit when he goes these days.
He dresses up like Lionel, man. Like.
Did you happen to see the meme that Phil
that
put on?
Awesome.
He goes, I'm a dick. You know, but freaking, I feel like the stuff like that, I think if Jay doesn't freaking, it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't make him, you know, happy, it doesn't matter. I don't care. It affects me. I could care less who else it affects.
And that's why me and Nikolai are 30 anniversary party this year without him.
That's right. Third year, Jay Fitzpatrick birthday, sans Jay Fitzpatrick. Last year was a crazy one.
It's always a good time when Jay's not invited to his own birthday.
I'm not going to lie. That first year was the best.
That was great. That went for me like, this sucks. Like, this is amazing.
This is the best thing ever. Like, everyone was happy. Everybody got bombed. Yeah. No bullshit. It was nice. It was nice.
That's what we do to our friends.
That's it. And Bill, you're getting ready to bring back your... what we got? We got the festivals going on?
Carnival.
I don't really go anymore festivals. I'm not a festival guy anymore. I'm too old.
Well, I meant Bill's carnival.
Oh, his carnival. Cool.
We could do that carnival.
He goes
I'll go there
that.
Just for the food.
Yeah, he goes there for the steak sandwich. He stalks me all summer.
Alfred is a food groupie.
Right.
I like those steak sandwiches, yo.
Turkey legs.
A froopie.
Yeah.
Guy gets a fucking turkey leg and a steak sandwich and feeds his whole family for like a month off this turkey leg. Guy's making chili out of it and everything else.
Oh, that turkey leg?
Yeah.
Dude, that's like 7 meals.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I go to Disneyland right there. Absolutely.
People chow down on that in like an hour. I'm like, dude, how do you do that? And I'm like, I can't.
And then they go on the Gravitron and...
Yeah.
It's one of those meals for me.
Yeah, no, that's starting back up. Yeah, next week, actually, I think.
Oh, shit, cool. That quick, huh?
Yeah, the 10th. Is that nice. Next week?
I just heard that's the ice cream man today for the first time. I was like, oh, shit. Already?
That's it. And then you're freaking see the snow plows going on. Yeah. What the fuck? What's going on here?
Why does Mr. Softy have a plow attached to the front of his truck now?
Yeah. You know, I can't wait for this freaking weather to break, though. I'm super stoked for the warm weather. This is the longest winter.
We're going to go from this winter to 100 degrees out and 99% humidity.
You know what?
And I hate that more than I hate the snow.
You know what? I'll freaking take that. I care less. Yep. I hate the snow.
I'll take that for like a week, and then I'll start bitching about that.
I can take the snow. I just cannot take the humidity.
That's why his people came here.
I can't do
That's
it.
That's why my people came here.
Yeah.
That's it.
I escaped that shit.
To Hawaii, a little rest stop. Like, nope, still too hot. Nope, California,
keep going. Keep going. And then go down to
And then you saw the south, and you're like, maybe we should go north a little.
It's more like us down here.
Yeah, this doesn't look too friendly.
It's like more towards like July, August, where I just seriously just hate it. I can't stand it.
Where you walk outside, what'd you say? It's like fucking sitting in a wet fart.
It's like sitting in the middle of a wet, hot fart. And I can't handle it. I go outside, I smoke a cigarette, and this could be like in the morning. I'm like, I can't do it. I'll just go back inside, and I literally just sit and stare at my fucking portable air conditioner for like 4 hours until it's nighttime.
Yeah, I just don't wait till the sun goes down.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens too. But you know what? I will say, people are much happier when it's nice out, so I'll take that.
You have much more business here when it's nice out.
We'll see how that goes.
If not here, elsewhere.
If not here, elsewhere, exactly.
You're going to reopen the glass. What was it called?
The glass?
The glass.
No, the glass. The
drink?
The drink.
Keep going. You got it, brother. Dublin Deck?
Yeah, it's the next
Dublin
one.
Deck, totally different venue. But it's okay.
It's different, guys.
It's different, dudes.
We painted something.
No. That was Dublin Down. Dublin Deck's the outdoor tiki bar.
Yeah, that's right. Dublin Deck's the nice one. Yes.
When do you start going
back?
This
is the one that's been the same name for 16 years.
Dublin Down was the, we painted over the old club shit.
That's exactly what we did. Well, Dublin Down was back in the 90s also. And then it went to Merlot, and then it went to the drink, and then glass, and then back to, well, it was a cliche for 6 weeks.
Cliche.
Yeah. Cliche. Click.
No one could say it, so they changed it again.
That's it. Big fucking elephant, like you're in Moulin Rouge hanging out.
Then it turned into the overflow parking lot for Blue. It
smelled like curry. Yeah, exactly. I hear you. You know? That was all right, though. You know, hey, you live, you learn. What are you going to do?
Yeah, at least you did it.
I lived, I learned, never own a club again. That's it, straight up. With this little reggae cafe, I'm in. But, you know, other than that, no more nightclub. No more nonsense.
Yeah, that's a lot of nonsense, I figure.
You know, but it's okay.
What about the Dublin Deck? Like, when do you start opening that up?
We open May 1st.
Oh, shit, yeah?
Yeah.
So are you, like, in meetings now, or you just know what to do?
I'm not really management over there. I go there, I work, I help out, you know, whatever they need. I leave all that nonsense to Mark Miller, Scotty. They've been in this business, friggin' forever and a day, 30 years.
Shit, you know, this has been there for that long, huh?
Well, no, that's been there 16, but they've been in the business close to 30. And they're crazy, but they're awesome. They know what they're doing. They have good people, good ideas, and most important, they have money. That was our big thing over there. Why we were shopping at Costco for our plates and shit.
Yeah,
I'm like, I can't do this anymore. You know, I was working here to pay for stuff there, and there's just no way to live. So I was like, no way.
Yeah,
done. Sold it, paid for my wedding, got out, done.
What?
Yeah. Figures, you know. And then I do the casino this year on Sundays at Fire Island, so I'm stoked about that also.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I work at the casino with Mikey Nix and all those guys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, only on Sundays, but very cool.
I could actually go since I'm off for the weekend.
Little change of pace, so you know, I figure it's about time.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out.
It's a reason to actually go over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beach. I mean, you gotta take the ferry over unless you have a boat, but...
We will take a boat.
You know, exactly.
We don't have a boat, but we'll find one.
Yeah, we'll build the SS Elvis and Alfred show.
Yes, it will not sink at all. We'll use that stuff from the infomercial.
The SSS.
we built one from a sports authority across... Lake Rococo. Did you guys do that?
I didn't. I was a part of that, but...
You were a part of that?
I saw the video. The inflatable... They took an inflatable kids' pool.
Lovely.
And they tried to go... No, it was the bay over here in Sayville.
Oh, I thought it was...
They tried to
Lake
go across
Rococo.
The Great South Bay to Fire Island with it. They didn't get that far.
I don't see where that went wrong. It sounded
like
a sound plan.
They got much further than they wanted to, though. They're like, shit, how far out are we? Oh, turn around.
too far.
Is that a shark?
I can't commit.
Yes, the bay there is a shark.
Is that China?
Ow. They had like swimmies, like the inflatable arm floaty thingies. It was hilarious.
That was your life vest?
Yeah, that's it. I was like, well, I think you can go pretty far. I think you can do it.
He called here last night, actually.
Oh, did
China.
He?
He's like, I'm like, I got time for this. I hung up on him.
He's like, I'm sad, ow.
Then he called back. He goes, yo, I miss you guys. I'm like, dude, I'm busy here, bro. What do you want?
Nothing. I just want to say,
what, bro? I miss you, dudes. I'll be back soon. I'm like, no, you won't. Okay, bye.
I love you. We got a new black guy.
Yeah. No way. No more.
I don't think he's ever coming back.
Ah, dude. Whatever.
I think this side was the last side. He fucked up.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Exactly. But did he ever bring you money?
Did what?
Did he ever bring you, like, a lot of money?
Me?
Yeah.
Why would he bring me money?
I don't know. Does he drop, like, fucking Like, oh, cash
here?
At the bar?
Yeah. No, he pays, you know. He fucking does. He does spending a lot of money, but it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not, you know, worth
especially
it.
Especially $80 at the jukebox.
Exactly. I mean, God forbid freaking out something happens and I'm out of a job and it's fucking not worth it at all.
Yeah, it's
you know, I'd rather make $20 and have a job than make $1,000 and be out of a job.
Oh, you
know?
Man.
But, I don't know. Everything else is all right. Freaking, you know,
I can't
crazy.
Wait. I am ready for the summer as much as I can possibly be.
Yeah. We have, if you guys are interested in, April 13th, a Sunday, the gentleman that I did merchandise for down in Trinidad by the name of Farmer Nappy, he is doing a record release party over here at SOB's on Varick Street in New York, in Manhattan. It's a free show, but it's very, very cool. You can go back, hang out with some Trinidadians, some soca and reggae guys. If you guys want to come, obviously let me know. Doors are at 7:30 at night. And, yeah, that's it.
Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday.
I might be down.
No more Walking Dead for you.
Yeah, I got nothing else.
Yeah, what else is going on? But Game of Thrones comes back.
Oh, I'm in.
I don't watch that.
I like
that.
Game of Thrones, man. You don't watch that shit?
Never seen it yet.
Wow. Shit's good.
I'm not a big intense. Like, oh my God, here we go. People are going to talk about this shit. And I started watching it and I was like, damn.
Shit's good, right?
I got hooked real quick. Real quick.
All I know is apparently don't get attached to anyone because everyone dies.
Still a good fucking show. Not everybody dies. But still a freaking great show.
Yeah, they say that girl, Carlisi, the Carlisi girl, the dragon lady.
Yo,
yeah.
Banging hot.
She's not going to get naked anymore.
It's okay. We got 3 seasons of her being naked. Yeah. It's cool.
Now she gets
integrity. I remember seeing her butt for the first time. I'm like, that's a
white girl butt.
Yeah. It was short and like,
it was short and sweet?
Yeah, a little bit. I was like, oh, it was kind of weird at first. Like, you know, it was cute, but it was weird.
I'm like, is that her brother? Why are they naked together? What kind of fucking show was this? I was actually watching the first season on the airplane going to Hawaii, and I had my laptop on. I had an aisle seat. And all of a sudden, there's people just fucking going at it, like banging the shit of each other. I got little kids sitting next to me. I'm like, I can't watch this right now.
So that's called medieval doggy style, kid.
That's the
in the medieval times, in the Game of Thrones, they sure loved their doggy style, man.
They loved it all, my man. Doesn't matter. Sister, brother, mother, cousin, daughter, doesn't matter what it is. You know?
I like
the dragons and shit.
I like the other one, Snow's.
Jon Snow?
Yeah, his girl, that redhead.
Ah, see? Like that girl's a lesbian to me. I don't know. I look at her, I'm like, let's be honest.
Really? You
think
so?
I don't think so. I just think
she just looks like one?
She just looks like an inbred whore.
Wow, and I like that, I guess.
You like inbred whores? You shouldn't have left the Philippines, bro.
What does that say about me?
That says you've already reached the darkest parts of the internet.
On to animals. On to the dragon part.
I think she's cute.
No, it's fine, bro. Everybody's got their own.
What's this girl's name? I haven't seen the show yet, so.
I don't know.
What's her character's name?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't even know half
Khaleesi?
Her name.
Khaleesi?
No.
The lesbian one.
Oh, the redheaded one. Just put Jon Snow's girl. I'm sure she'll pop up.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Girl, Game of Thrones.
She's a wanderer.
Let me see it. Let's see.
This one?
Yeah, that's her. No, this one.
I think it's all her.
You just click images?
Yeah.
Yeah. You say, like...
Yeah, that's her.
Kind of got the Kristen Stewart thing going for her, huh?
Yeah. Now, Google her naked.
Oh, there we go.
She's got the Who Farted face on 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, here's, like...
The Who Farted face.
That's her. She's like... Who farted...
I think it's cute. Google naked of her.
Google naked pictures.
Yeah.
Albert's bringing you to the darkest parts of the internet right now. That's you realize it. That. You're going down the same path.
Then Google Mambla, Elvis Cage.
Yeah, Google doesn't bring you to the naked photos anymore.
And then, what
hey, you got to shut off safe filter.
Yeah, your safe filter's on. Right. What's the matter with you? Turn that shit off.
It's on. I don't even know how to turn it off. Oh, there we go.
Just remember, the creepier shit you look for, you're eventually going to find Jameson.
Actually, I don't think it is on.
Dickspin.com. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, there he is.
Is that the penny in the background, motherfucker?
don't worry about it.
Yeah, you whatever. I'll figure it out.
I'm over it now.
Yeah. Does she look like she has Down syndrome?
No, she's not that bad.
Oh, all right.
She looks like she's blue blood. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Does she have a blue waffle?
I wasn't letting you look that up.
You didn't get that far into the internet search, huh?
Later, Mike. See you, bud.
Mike Palladino leaving the pub right now.
All right, what else we got here? Since we can't find out
What?
You think he's a retarded mongoloid, but...
I'm the night mongoloid.
You just got Alfred questioning what he's into now.
Hey, he's got a thing.
Everybody's got a thing.
You know, redheads, blondes, mongoloids.
About, April Fool's jokes around here. Did you fall for any internet April Fool's? Because I did.
Alfred fell for one. Well, that's because you were really hoping for it.
I really was.
I know. Which can I guess this one?
Yeah.
Is this the one that says, I quit the penny?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I was hoping for.
Jay, the bar manager here, said he wrote down, I quit the half penny. I, of course, jumped on it. I'm like, well, Remy is the new bar manager.
And I heard Amanda Lucia is moving to Florida.
That's real.
I think that's real.
Happy birthday, Bill.
She's like, yeah, does anyone know? I'm like, I will help you with your move to Florida. What do you need to know? I lived there for 2 years. What do you need to know? I got people. They'll move you.
Yeah. What around steak park. Sauce? What around alligators?
That's it. Exactly.
Here's what Domino's came up with, an edible box. Made of all
Please,
of
that
all
was the
crust.
First man ever fucking made.
Still tastes like their pizza, though.
Gmail's Shelfies.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah, let's see. The Twitter.
That was the big one for Google?
No. Actually, I'll just go to the
There's
good
two
one.
Of them. Yeah. Which one?
Chili's ice cream. Everything you love about Chili's in an ice cream.
Ew.
So leaving an ice cream?
Lululemon spray on yoga pants.
That's how we get behind.
Spectacular.
I was hoping was Cheryl.
Netflix was original from Netflix, Rotisserie Chicken. It was going to be 73 minute documentary
of just a rotisserie chicken
rolling.
Why not? People watch that stupid Yule log.
Yes.
Hey, I love my Yule log. Yeah. I fucking watch that every Christmas.
You would watch the rotisserie chicken, too.
I would.
Google's big one was it was introducing coffee meets bagel for Google Glass. It was a dating compatibility thing because it's all words. There's no actual talking in this video. And it's like people looking at each other that work at Google, like, and it shows you who they are, what they're into, their pictures on Facebook, the Twitter stuff, and all that stuff. Then it goes up to this guy is like, he's very family-oriented, will have children, will be good for a long-term relationship, and, like, approved. And then he just looks at her as, like, possible 38 double Ds approved. It's just high compatibility detected, commence stalking.
Nice. Yeah. Some of those are funny.
Yeah. Let's see what else here.
And then Alfred fell for The Walking Dead.
I fell for it, man. I was kind of really excited. They're saying that Daryl Dixon is going to be showcased on the issue 129, saying that he'll be introduced into The Walking Dead into the comics, which he's not introduced in the he's not in the comics now, but it's only on the show. So
speaking
I'm like, oh,
speaking right. of comics, you forgot yours last night.
Yeah,
don't forget
that's
it.
Why I wrote my name on it. Cool. I knew that was going to happen.
Just making sure.
So I fell for it. I was like, oh, damn it. I'm never gonna put him in the comics.
Alfred was about to spend $30 on this. So.
Yeah, I was about to buy 5 copies. Man.
Well, how much would you spend on a Spider-Man first edition? Let's be honest.
Like, number one?
Yeah.
That's actually coming back.
Like Amazing Fantasy?
Amazing Spider-Man.
Comes back in a couple weeks, I believe.
Couple weeks. And they already pushed out 500,000 copies, already orders. So
really?
I would put about $30.
But what about the original?
The original first one?
That shit's got to go
for
how much?
Was it Amazing Stories 15 or whatever the hell it
Amazing
is?
Amazing Fantasy?
Amazing Fantasy, yeah.
The most I ever spent for a comic would be like $200.
There you go. Amazing Fantasy 15 value is...
Which is ridiculous now to think about it. You know, I've done that.
Yeah, but at least you have them.
It's worth $280,000.
Yeah, insane, right?
Crazy. How much?
$280,000.
Jesus, good.
That's for one in decent quality.
That's sick. You know, I mean, people look for you. That's investment right there. That's a house.
But it's only worth house, that though, much right. Because back in the day, they treated just like any periodicals and throw it out. So there's only so little of them out there, you know. But here, for instance, Amazing Spider-Man will come out. There's already 500,000 ready ordered.
I'm just going to burn 400,000 of them.
You know, like all those number one issues that we have back in the day in the 90s.
They're all worthless.
Worthless, unless you would take about 8 million people's copies and told them to burn them.
Death
or
of Superman's
throw them away.
Well, it's only been 30 years. I mean, you also got to make sure you understand it's got to be, you
well,
know,
the Death
at
of Superman's
worth
like $10 in a bag.
Sick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And awesome. People bought it at the time for like $50.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
And my dog destroyed my copy. I don't care.
Not everything gets appreciated, unfortunately.
No.
Well, anything's only as much worth as much as someone else is going to pay for it.
Exactly. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, that with comic books, you're more likely to have a value on, like, New Mutants 98 is probably the most modern one that's worth money.
The biggest.
Because that was that was the arrival of Deadpool.
Yeah.
And Harley Quinn came from the cartoon show, so that's not even. I have the whole DVD set for like $40.
Yep.
Which, speaking of that, when is Deadpool coming out? Like, is that, are they making a movie just Deadpool? What's going on?
It's in purgatory. It's like a Fox Movie Studios purgatory. But the guy who was holding it up retired, so it might actually happen now.
Dick.
Yeah, but Ryan Reynolds is still Deadpool.
No, apparently not.
Oh, no? Oh, then I get behind it again.
They want to reboot Green Lantern, so they should reboot Green Lantern again because that was horrible.
With a black guy.
Yes, The Rock.
Yeah.
Rock is Green Lantern?
No, real black guy.
Nah, he's close enough. He's white people friendly.
He's Hawaiian.
Which one?
He's Samoan.
He's Samoan.
He's your people.
Yeah, he's
Alfred doesn't have cool war cries like his people do. Him and Archie need to do war cries. Yeah, and then just start drinking whiskey.
No, we're like one of the fiercest warriors. We will be the Eskrima, stick fighting.
But did you know that
You guys get all bent out of shit when people say there's roaches and fucking lizards lying around.
That's just that's not me.
Yeah. Did you know Ryan Reynolds is actually the only guy to ever play freaking three comic book people?
No,
the guy who plays Captain America was Captain America. Yeah. Johnny Storm. He played one of the guys from the Losers.
Yeah, he was in the Losers. That's three
there. That's not what I heard.
Actually, let's see.
Is it all Marvel though?
No, the Losers was independent. What else?
What did you say? Chris Evans.
Yeah. Chris Evans. But who else did it? Like multiple. Comic book movies besides him.
The asshole that was Cyclops was also in Superman Returns.
Yeah, who was he?
He just played a loser.
He was Lois Lane's boyfriend, but he was in two.
Oh, that dude.
But I'm saying main characters, though.
Yeah. Actual superheroes.
Let's see. We got. Well, no. Chris Evans was even a villain in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah.
That's not a comic book, though.
Yeah, it was.
Is it?
Brian O'Malley.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm even talking. I don't know shit about comics.
I was going to say, you're really going to argue with these two? I mean,
No, I'm actually not. I'm actually going to leave you guys. Fuck this. Yeah. I have no business being in this conversation whatsoever.
He was the voice of Casey in TMNT.
Nice.
The movie.
I didn't see that one. Is that good?
It's all right.
The CGI one?
Yeah.
That's good.
Did you see the new trailer for the new trailers coming out?
God, I don't like it.
It looks weird.
I don't like it.
You know why?
Because
I'm still going by, the friggin' 90s.
Well, someone photoshopped, got rid of the human lips and nose and, gave him, the turtle nose. Yeah. And it's like, oh, my God, that looks so much better.
It looks too humanoid.
From space, right? It's like turtles.
No.
I don't know if they're going to play that.
They went back to the mutation thing.
Yeah. Well, it was always the mutation thing. Cause
CGI stuff?
Yeah. The thing that makes the company that makes the ooze that mutates them is an alien race. So that's why the aliens got kind of thrown in there.
In the comics, it was actually that, too.
Yes, it was Krang's people.
Yeah, from that dimension.
Oh, yeah, Dimension X.
They could have been Krang here? That'd be cool.
I wish.
That'd be sick.
But the guy who plays Shredder
in
the movie here is our boy Brian's cousin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Brian Elliott?
Yeah.
Nice. That's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Shredder looks nuts, though. That's a super, quadruple Shredder.
Super duper
super
Shredder.
Super duper uber Shredder.
I just don't understand how the turtles grew to 7 feet tall.
Yeah,
the mutants. The ooze.
Things happen. They drank Brookhaven Lab water too long.
It's Michael Bay, so it's going to be such a real shaky cams with
explosions.
Them. Explosions. And then the ooze will hit the camera,
Splurge.
At least we can hope for a slow motion of Megan Fox bending over something.
Well, he plays it out with Megan Fox in Transformers, so maybe we'll have... That's what I'm hoping for.
So
maybe
what something he's cool. Good at?
Maybe we'll see something cool with April O'Neil. Sounds like all right.
Yeah. Turtle orgy with April O'Neil.
Yeah.
You know what? It's going to be... It's a fun thing. It's a fun movie. We haven't seen the Turtles in movies since, Turtles in Time?
No, TMNT, like the CGI one.
But that's not the one. I'm talking about movies.
Live action?
Yeah. I've seen some retarded live action.
Perfectly timed to ruin it now.
Yeah.
Now's the time.
Well.
I'm going to watch it. Sounds like I'm not going to watch it.
I'm
going to
watch it, too.
Well, that's the whole thing. Even if it sucks, we're all going to spend money on it.
We're all going to have to watch it.
I'm going
to
go see Transformers 4, too, like an asshole.
I'm going to watch that, too.
I just feel like with all the new kids that are that are around nowadays, they have to fucking be reintroduced to these people, but this is the only way to do it. They're not going to fucking be reintroduced to the old movies that we fucking grew up on. New shit.
You know what? They have a Nickelodeon relaunch of
the
cartoon show.
It's good.
I saw my first episode on Sunday. I happened to catch like the last 10 minutes of it.
But do you know what cartoons look like now as opposed to like when we were growing
up?
If kids nowadays watch something, like, what the fuck is
this? It's very, very, there's a lot of them, but there's very few that are really good.
Yeah. Fuck, I go back and watch cartoons I used to watch and
well,
go, what the fuck is
this?
I know
you do because, you know, you grew up on them. I'm saying kids nowadays that are watching all these new stuff, they're not, you're not going to show them something from the fucking 80s. It's like freaking like all the monster movies from like back in the day, you know? Yeah. It's like... what the fuck?
But you ever try watching like
there's no tits? Turn on Game of Thrones.
Did you ever try watching Thundercats now? It doesn't hold up.
Doesn't hold up at all. Right? Like that doesn't make sense.
For me, like 5-6 year old.
Oh, it was the best thing ever.
It's good. I'd get my little cousin.
Yeah, there you go.
My little nephew, I get him into DuckTales. He calls it I wanna watch DuckTales woohoo.
That's the right way to do it. You like DuckTales? Woohoo!
My man.
But we gotta end now. We're coming to the end of hour two here on the Almost an Albert Show.
Guys, thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for coming on.
We'll be at Beer Fields with him.
Yeah, looking forward to all the musical stuff coming up this summer.
Yeah, so stay tuned for the Elvis and Alfred Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m.
Follow us on Facebook, the Elvis and Alfred Show.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at AlTakesPictures. You won't find me on Facebook because I won't accept your friend.
You can find him, but he's not going to accept you.
You're not my
friend. You're a hot chick.
Bill is Evil on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm Elvis Cage on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
I'm not available.
You can find Nikolai here at the Half Penny Pub.
You can find me for cocktails. That's what you can find me for.
On Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. That's it. All of you people that not listening on Long Island or Sabo, sorry.
Take the trip out here. He's
totally worth it.
He's a great bartender.
Free shot if you sing.
I want to take it out. I got a song.
Oh, you got something? You kind of went the same path I was going.
Oh, did you? I was going to go for the Murmurs here. This is from the Murmurs from our friends from Dead Broke Records with Little America off the album Fly with the Unkindness.
America! Spinning around in your head country. You found your face, but you lost your
The Murmurs with Little America. With both the album Fly with the Unkindness. And this is the Ellison Alpert Show here. And stay tuned for the Cousin Joe Show. Okay, bye-bye.